Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire tour? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The flash you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivate to the fact to see successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, and thank you guys so much for joining me here live in the forum. It's Sunday night. It's January the 22nd, 2012, and of course, you know where you are. You are in The Remix. So, wow. Welcome, everyone, to the forum tonight. I want to say peace and greetings to everyone out there, no matter where in the world you're listening from. So whether or not you're listening from all parts, all over the world, it is so good to have you in the forum. So I want to greet each and every one of you and tell you guys thank you. Got a very special show planned for you tonight. I think you guys are going to be very excited. We're going to be doing some things we haven't done in a long time here on The Remix. And I'm kind of excited about that. I know that this is definitely a divine appointment. And so for those of you that are here, this is definitely the place to be. So first, let me start out by saying I want to say thank you to all of you guys. If you didn't get a chance to hear the show on Friday night, you definitely want to go back and download, download, download. Brother Panic was in the house doing what he does, definitely dropping some knowledge for us as well, talking about the Atlanta lectures, everything coming up and all the things going on. So you definitely want to make sure that you go back and you download, 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 download that show as well as all of the Remix shows. Here, you can download them straight from iTunes if you have iTunes, or you can come on over, and if you don't know how to get here, let me give you those directions. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, and the homepage is there. You'll see the purple little iTunes logo. You can click that and download all the shows right there so you can go through. It's just tons and tons of shows that you can actually go through and begin to listen to all of those shows and download them and have them there as well. Or you can download them right to your PC, put them on an MP3 player, have them so you can listen to them over and over again. And so all of this information is available to you, and it's also free. So you can get it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, however you like it. Now, tonight, what we're going to be talking about is soul food. So soul food in a very, very unique way. We're going to be talking about food for your soul. You know, Sister Soumaie, in her book, Welcoming Spirit Home, talks about how rituals, meditation, our spiritual work is food for our soul, food for our spirit. So, you know, rituals, meditation, the spiritual work that we do, I call it knowing your magic. All of these things are things that you can begin to do to sort of nourish your soul, nourish your spirit. So, you know, these things are to our spirit and to our soul as food is to the physical body. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, because it's all about sexual chi. It's about raising that sexual energy and also prosperity. So lots of things to get ready to get into. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some more things on the show tonight and give out some more information, talk about the free giveaways that I'm so excited to be giving away tonight, and just doing what we do in The Remix and doing it well.
La, 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 la.
Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wynn, and you are live in the remix.
Okay, so we're going to continue as we continue on, we're going to continue. I'm looking in the chat room. You guys, if you have not experienced the chat room, it is something to experience, definitely. That's for sure. And also, you know, as we continue tonight, we're going to be doing some cool meditations. Yes, we're going to be doing some meditations, some guided meditations. We're going to be doing that as well, going sort of on a soul journey and talking about some other rituals too. So lots of things planned here. Lots of things planned here for us this evening as we get into the remix, get into the share. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you want to call in and listen, you can do that as well. For our international listeners that's listening all over the world, I see the UK is in the house, Japan is in the house, Ireland is in the house, and also we have Korea in the house. So good to have you guys in the house tonight. Good to have you here and listening. So, let's get ready to kind of move around. It's been a long day for me. I don't know about you guys. It's been a great day, but it's been a long day. So we kind of want to get ourselves into that energy so we can kind of open up sort of these different energy centers and get ready to receive the information that's getting ready to come out. So I want everybody to just get themselves into position, stand up, you know, wherever you are. And this will be one of those nights that if you have anything that sort of binding you, be doing meditation, I want you to kind of loose them up. So, you know, for us sisters, you know, we can take our hair down. Let's see what else we can do. You know, we can kind of, you know, oh, let me get out the chat room. We can take our hair down, you know, we can do these things to kind of loosen things up so that we can allow the energy to just flow freely. And brothers, too, you know, you can do those things. So if you have on shoes and socks, you know, you may want to take those off and maybe kind of, you know, kind of loosen things up a little bit there. I know most of you have been watching the football game today, but, you know, it's time to chill out a little bit and have a little bit of fun. So we're going to dance a little bit just to kind of raise the energy and get things going, and then we're going to get into the share. We're going to start to talk about those things of sexual chi and also prosperity, how to tap into these and where we can use these energy centers within our bodies, things that have been passed down for centuries through many different generations, and begin to work that energy, you know, sort of kind of work the energy in the middle. We're going to be doing a lot of middle work in here tonight. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to be giving away so many different things. I have five amazing things that I'm going to give away, and I'm going to tell you about the amazing sisters out there that is coming from two different continents to really bring this together, and it's all free, it's all real, it's all live, and it's all here on The Remix with, of course, your host, Miss Blue. So here we go. We're going to listen to a little bit of music, and this is sort of going to give you the theme about what I need you to do tonight, because there's something I'm going to need from you tonight, and nobody says it best. Nobody can tell you how to do this best than Marvin Gaye. So, Ashe, we're going to listen to a little bit of Got to Give It Up.
I'm not afraid to die.
All right, that was Marvin Gaye and Got to Give It Up. And definitely what we're going to be doing on tonight, we're going to be giving it up. That's right, giving it up in a very, very big way. As we talk about soul food, as we get into the energy of the sexual chi, and also talk about how to activate those things of prosperity within ourselves. Welcome to the remix, everyone. It's so good to see you guys in the house tonight as we continue. So let's begin to talk about this. First, I want to kind of take you back on some things that we talked about as we closed out the year last year. And remember, I told you that one of the things that we would begin to see as we moved into this energy, and actually if you go back almost about 6 months ago, because we know the energy sort of lingers itself over anywhere between maybe 5 to 6 months as we begin to come into the new energy, or really kind of get ourselves into the collective energy. I talked about the color, sort of that orange color, which is the color of the sacral chakra, the second chakra, that you're going to see this color. And many of you have emailed me and told me that you started to see these colors start to show up everywhere. So whether it's in clothing, whether it's in food, maybe different advertisements, you're going to see a lot of this color, particularly as we continue to move through the energy in this year, you're going to see this color of orange, sort of this bright orange color begin to move itself really, really, really very strong on the planet, and you'll see that everywhere. And the reason for that is because now more than ever, based upon a lot of the prophecies, and this was something that Brother Panic spoke to on the show last week about the different prophecies, like you can walk up to anybody and talk to them in any part of the world, and they will begin to tell you that they think that this year coming up is what they believe is sort of this is the end of time. And this is also why we have these movies of hope coming out. This is even why when we talked about the comet, Lovejoy, that I did the show about the Lovejoy comet, even about Lovejoy being able to make it through the black hole, because this is something that also scientists have been studying and following. So everywhere they're really trying to cause that shift. They're trying to cause that pole shift. They're trying to cause the shift in the consciousness so that people can get away from the doom and gloom of this particular energy that so many people on the planet have bought into. So whether it's from Revelations or if it's the Mayan prophecy, a lot of people's minds are set on this 2012 is really sort of what we would call the last Shaddai. This is it. This is it. This is really that time. So you'll see this color because the color orange really taps into that energy of creativity. And we need this creativity. We had so many of pioneers, you can call them, or so many of our markers that have been met. All around the world, these markers that have been met, that these individuals have made they have moved on. They have transitioned onto another space, another time. Somebody, especially, we talked about this before, information technology. Who did more for that than Steve Jobs, who was the founder and CEO of Apple? He made his transition. So this really begins to open up the doorway. And so not just where we are at this. We're not looking at this based upon maybe the job you work at, maybe based upon the area you're looking at. We're talking about this really on a universal level, on a conscious level, that now more than ever, you're being called to come forth for whatever your purpose is, to bring that to the table, because we have so many things yet still to be discovered. So regardless, if 2012 is it, this is the time for you to definitely jump in with both feet and put that energy forth and begin to get into that energy. What drives that energy? Sexual energy drives creativity. That's it. And also prosperity drives that energy. The sexual energy drives to the prosperity. This is how it comes. And prosperity in all different areas, not just looking at it on a material or a mundane level, but just in all areas of your life, on the mental, physical, and spiritual levels of how you're trying to develop yourself and continue on your path and your journey. So this is the reason for this. I remember even seeing sort of something that they did at the beginning of the year. It was it was CBS, I believe, they actually had their anniversary show. And one of the things that they did for the anniversary show in New York City is that they highlighted the building, one of the buildings in New York City, with the orange light. Now, you notice that the colors, when you begin to think about the sacral chakra, which is the second energy seat, it is actually between two of very important chakras. The first one being the root chakra, which is red, and the second one being the sacral chakra, which is the orange. And then you have the third chakra, the solar plex chakra, which is yellow. Now, those two colors coming together is actually the red, and the yellow is actually what makes the orange. This is a very, very important energy seat. This is a very, very important energy seat. And this particular energy seat is very, very important because this is the energy seat. It is actually the dwelling place of the self. It is the dwelling place of the self. So I know many of you guys have studied the different chakras, and you know that. It is the dwelling place of the self. This is where this particular place is. So let's get ready to talk about this dwelling place of the self and how we're going to begin to connect with this energy. By the way, we are going to be giving away some prizes. I'm so excited about that. From time to time, what I like to do is I like to support a lot of the brothers and sisters in the community that are doing different work all throughout. So a lot of times I get to do that anonymously, but I said this year I really will make it a point to do this, and I also want to kind of pass on those things to you guys. So I have a lot of different gifts that's going to be here that you guys can actually take advantage of, and we'll talk about that as well. So let's take a look at the color orange itself. When doing the research and looking on colors, you guys know how much I love colors. I really love colors, and I know you do too. One of the works that it took me back to was some of Edgar Cayce's work, some of his earlier work, and how he began to explore the color orange, all of the colors, but particularly this color orange. Now, one thing about the color orange, it does a couple of things. It's a very expansive color. So it helps expand the mental, and also it helps to expand things in the physical, these two places coming together. So it is sort of that place that generates awareness. Now, Edgar, one of the things that he put together, and he wasn't the first one to do it, but let's just go through the chakras, the seven chakras, and let's talk about their connection, because they're all connected to the different endocrine systems in the body. So if you take a look at the root chakra, of course, we know that's red. That's going to be connected for the males on the gonads, and the women for the ovaries. And then when it comes to the color orange, it's connected to the linden gland. The linden gland is right, that gland that sits right in the area, right where your belly button would be. So if you take your hand and sort of kind of stick it in your belly button, right up in that area, you'll find that. And then if we go up to the yellow, which is, these are the adrenals. The adrenals is actually connected right underneath where your lungs is, or your rib cage, right behind in that particular area. It'll be there. And then you have the thymus. The thymus gland is connected to the color green. And then the thyroid is connected to the color blue. The pituitary gland is connected to indigo. And then the pineal is connected to the violet. Now, one of the things that Edgar Cayce did in some of his works, because he's known as the sleeping sort of psychic or sleeping prophet, he talked about the book of Revelations, and this was something that we know with all of the different prophecies. And Revelation sort of kind of being, and this is sort of how he kind of equated revelations. Revelation is really something. You know how when you have a revelation, that's why we say that. Even though it's a Christian word, it doesn't particularly just belong to that sort of segment. We can use that word outside of that. And when we think about revelations, each one of us must experience our own revelation. And what that revelation is helping us to do is really to overcome influences that is distracting to us. So he made a correlation between revelation and the different influences within the body. So revelations, everything that they're talking about in revelations, of course, is what's going on within you. These are all the things that is happening within you, which is happening within your body. So revelations is that reflection that is coming from within. And so some of the examples that he gave is, for instance, the symbolism. When you begin to think of this, revelation influences within the body. What it does is it helps to give you a greater desire for cardinal forces. So the rising of the beast to destroy. And so the symbolisms you can look at, like the calf, the man, the lion, and the ego. These are the forces working within the gonads, the linden, the adrenals, and the thymus. So he made the correlation between the different glands, the endocrine system, and also between the different energy centers. We're going to be talking about a lot of that today. We're actually going to go on a meditation to really activate that sexual chi within yourself and also activate prosperity within yourself as well, too. And really focusing on the color orange. So, So now, whenever you're able to activate this energy center, and we're talking about the second energy center, the sacral chakra, which is the orange chakra, what happens is it's going to allow you the opportunity to really be able to get into traveling into different kingdoms, really getting yourself into being able to tap into different realms of consciousness. This is one of the places to go in, especially when we begin to talk about picking up things psychically. One of the major energy centers that plays a role is your sacral chakra. Of course, you have your heart, and of course, you have your third eye and all of that. But this is really where a lot of that energy comes out. Remember, it is the dwelling place of the self, of the true self. This is where the true self, this energy comes in. And we're going to talk about those different qualities. But when you open up this portal, a couple of things. Like I said, of course, that sexual chi is flowing. That's going to tap you into all of the mysteries. It's going to tap you into different realms of consciousness. If you want to travel to other realms, if you want to go to different kingdoms, you know, the kingdom actually being that gland that lives within your brain that takes you into the pineal, which is the doorway or the gateway. This was something when Dr. Anne Brown came on, we kind of talked about this in a lot of Dr. Richard King's work dealing with and the pineal. So these are the gateway. This is how you get into that gateway. It actually opens you up and you become very sensitive to unseen forces. So all of those unseen forces, whether those are angels, whether it's God, goddess energy, whether you're tapping into ancestral energy, whether you're connecting with things that are unseen, whatever it is, tapping into that unseen energy. This is why whenever you get to this particular level and you tap into this energy and this center is really open for you, people will start to hear this. And you guys have called in and said it yourself. You can see colors. You know, you can see orbs. You know, you're able to see spirits. You know, you're able to feel different energy around you. You're able to read different energy. You're able to receive different energy. This means that you really have balanced and worked that middle, you worked that particular middle. Edgar Cayce did a lot on that work, and I don't want to go more into that before we talk about that, but we're actually going to get ready to get into going into sort of how to go into this center and talk about and take the meditation and go through the meditation of opening, clearing this center first, opening it, and then just charging it up so that all of this energy can begin to come in. So, let me see. I know it's more that I want to say here, and we'll definitely get to that. But I think this is a good time to prelude us as we begin to get into getting ready to take this meditation. A couple of things I want you to do. Get yourself in a comfortable position so that you are comfortable and you can begin to get in just in a very relaxed mode as we get into working with sort of this gateway, the second gateway, this energy seat here as well. Okay. All right. So here we go. let's talk about some things in this portal, and I'll tell you some more of this before we get ready to get into the meditation, but I want you guys to just kind of get yourself relaxed, and I'm actually trying to get myself a little relaxed. I'm real hyped right now, so I'm trying to kind of smooth it out a little bit and slow it down, and so we can do this. But really some things that you want to focus on if you're having any areas, issues with prosperity, this is one of the energy centers you want to work with. If you're having any kind of sexual issues, you want to work with this as well too. And I want you to work with this. If you have any kind of addictions, you know, this is a good area to work with. You know, some people think they're addicted to Twitter or addicted to Facebook. Those count too. Any kind of addictions, you want to work with that. Or just being in that place where you feel like sometimes your emotions are just being blocked and they're just being held back, or you lack sort of the pleasure in your life, you know, being able to get into the pleasure of your life. This is a great place to begin to get into. If you're having emotional mood swings, I want you to think about that as well, some kind of emotional mood swings. This is it. Maybe you're falling into sort of a depression. I know a lot of times, particularly this time of the year, we really don't have a lot of the sun energy, and it's important because we're sun people. You know, and not being able to be, especially those of us on the Western Hemisphere, to be able to be close to the sun, you know, when we miss that, you know, you miss that energy. It sort of kind of makes you feel a little down, and you can find yourself sort of kind of going into that place of, you know, just kind of being sort of a little down. If you get bored, you know, sometimes you get bored very, very easily. This is also an indication that you may want to get into the energy and begin to balance this out, because this is where your emotions are. Your emotions are in this particular area too. Your sexuality is here. Creativity lives here. If you feel like you're being stagnant or your creativity is not flowing through you like it used to flow through you, this is an area you want to work with. Now, let's talk about some physical things, and I'll go over this again, so no worries on this. Anything, you know, we live in a society that really just drives our adrenals. And so as a consequence of our adrenal glands just constantly being driven, driven, a lot of times we can feel like we have no energy, you know, no energy to do anything. You know, it can affect us on that level and really just, it really can affect us on that level as well. It also, for us women, you know, it's particularly those issues dealing with womb issues or anything in the cervix. You want to begin to take a look at this energy center. Any muscle or joint pains. This is actually a sign that you need to begin to work in this particular area. And also your spleen, any problems with your spleen, your small intestine, your lymphatic system, your hands, your joints, your kidneys. This is all the areas you want to begin to look at, particularly if you notice that you're tasting food, if you're eating things, drinking things, but the taste, you're not catching the true essence of the taste. That's one of the number one signs, and particularly when I'm doing my holistic reading, that's one of the questions that we go into, because if your taste is off, this is an indication that somewhere this area is out of balance. And you want to begin to bring it into balance because it has a lot to do with that sense of taste. So now, we're going to get ready to get into the meditation so that we can do this. This is the meditation that really is just going to activate those things when it comes to the second chakra, as well as raising that sexual chi within you and also activating those things of prosperity. So we're going to do this. It's going to be a clearing exercise. It's also going to be a charging exercise, and you'll be able to go through this as well. So I know everybody has themselves into position. We're going to start the meditation now. After the meditation, then we're going to actually go into a ritual, because it's always good after you do a meditation to do a ritual. And then I'm going to give you a recipe, a soul food recipe for prosperity scrub. That's really, really cool. So here we go.
I am so glad that you're taking this journey with me, Blue, as we begin to explore the second energy seat. This particular area, which is located just below your belly button, which is also called the sacral chakra, the second energy seat is what we're going to be taking a look at. The second energy seat is really what governs everything that has to do with sexual chi and prosperity. We know that these things are very, very important in our lives. And this is the place where these two come together in that perfect union and begin to bring those things of manifestation from those things of thought into this physical reality. We're going to take a moment and look at some of the reasons you would actually want to begin to work with your sexual chi and also prosperity energy centers. If you're experiencing any of these problems, which will be related to one of the two particular area, whether you're having emotional swings, maybe perhaps lacking intimacy in your life, or really having difficulty being flexible, lack of pleasure in your life, lack of joy, or maybe you're suffering from some form of depression, you're dealing with that, any kind of addiction, relationship challenges, creativity box, any blocks in that area of creativity, or just feeling like you're so detached from people, or maybe you're in that place of really where you're kind of being a little self-destructive to your own self. This is the energy center that you want to begin to work with and to bring into balance. We're also going to take a look at some of the physical problems that you might be experiencing as well, that's going to give you an indication that you need to begin to work with this energy center as well. So any kind of joint problems, problems with your spleen, sisters, if you're having problems with your womb or your cervix, any kind of thing dealing with movement of the joints and the muscles, your lymphatic system in your body, the adrenals, or even your small intestine. Even pay attention to your sense of taste. Sometimes taste, we learn things through our senses, and sometimes even that taste being off when you taste something and it's not there, this is an indication that you definitely want to get into that energy of working with the energy, the second energy seat of the sacral chakra. Now, when this particular area is balanced out, you will experience those things of sexual chi, and definitely you'll be able to see prosperity showing up everywhere in your life. Your creativity is going to be there for you. You're definitely going to be very flexible and experience a whole lot of pleasure. So, we're going to get ready to get into the meditation. I want you to begin to get yourself in a very comfortable position, a position where you can place your feet flat on the ground and you can begin to just relax yourself. So if you have anything that's sort of holding you back or binding you, I want you to loosen that up and just be comfortable. We're going to take this journey. We're going to take this journey, and in this journey, we're actually going to begin to clear, balance out, and energize this energy seat of the sacral chakra, which is going to activate sexual chi and also prosperity. So let's get ready to begin. I want you to take a moment and just relax. Really begin to feel yourself becoming very centered. Excellent. Now, make sure that your feet are planted very firmly, flat on the ground. And now, I want you to begin to inhale nice and slow, and exhale. Close your eyes, and in your mind's eye, I want you to begin to gaze into the sun. You're looking directly in the center of the sun. I want you to continue to focus your attention right on the center of the sun, right in the middle of the gateway. Continue to inhale and exhale, really releasing any tension that may be anywhere in your body. Now, this time, as you begin to inhale, I want you to begin to pull in that color of that joyous orange that comes from the sun. And as this color begin to inhale itself within your body, I want it to spread itself all the way down, going down, going down, going down to that area of your sacral chakra. Now, I want you to gently take your right hand and I want you to hold it over, not touching your body, but hold it over that energy center right there, right below your belly button. And in a counterclockwise motion, I want you to begin to rotate in a circle all the way around three times. One, two, three. Excellent. Now what you're going to do is you're going to take your left hand and you're going to do the same thing. You're going to begin to rotate your left hand, but this time you're going to do it in a counterclockwise. And as you do it, you begin to feel the energy rising and rising and rising above. Yes, excellent. We're balancing out this energy center. Now, I want you to go back to your right hand, and this time, as you go in a counterclockwise motion, I want you to begin to feel all of the negative energy, all of those things that may be out of balance in that particular area. I want you to feel it leaving your body and coming right into your hand. And now gently, gently take your hand, and I want you to shake it. Shake off all of that negative energy. Now, back to the left hand, and we're going to do the same thing. We're going to do the left hand in a clockwise motion. Excellent. Three times, pulling out the negativity and shaking it off. Excellent. Continue to breathe. Continue to focus. Allow the sunlight to come into your body, moving down into your arms. Now your hand, back up your shoulders, down, down. And as you're pressing down, you can feel the rise because this is the chakra that sends the energy all the way up to your crown chakra and throughout into the universe. All right, everyone. I'll give you just a few moments as we get settled back in after really, really getting into that energy and just really beginning to clear and to open up that center chakra and just to begin to let the energy flow just coming in. Oh, I'm glad you guys enjoyed that. Yeah, definitely. I am so glad that you guys enjoyed that to be able to get into that meditation. And that's a meditation that you can actually do. You can definitely go back and download. I see you guys are just coming back. So that I see you guys are just coming back, and I'm glad that you're just coming back. You should be able to feel that energy within yourself there. I see you guys are putting words in the chat room, so you are feeling that energy, and it did help to continuously open up that center. I know most of us has those open, and I know that we can feel that energy, but I know now that once you've gone into the meditation and really began to just sort of kind of tap in and put your focus there and pull that light in, you're going to feel that activation, not only on the sexual side, but also when it comes to prosperity, because it also opens up those portals as well, too. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to also talk about the ritual that you can do as well, too, to go, ah, you feel so much better, Ashun said, and she's at ease, so that's great.
That's great. That's great. I'm glad that you guys are enjoying that and enjoying that. Remember, you can always keep these colors around you. And in the readings, the sessions that I do, whether it's the sacred session or if it is in the God Goddess New America Cosmic Record reading, I give you these different colors. Remember, colors send out different vibrations into the universe. And what it does is it helps to attune you. So we have these different associations with the different vibratory levels that these colors have. We carry these vibrations within ourselves, and it helps to really ground us. It helps to open up portals. It helps to shift energy around, and it helps us when it comes into tapping into creativity and manifestation. So now let's go into the writing exercise. After we do the writing exercise, the writing ritual, we're actually going to go into the prosperity ritual as well, too. Ah, the brother said he got shivers through his body. That's a good thing. That is definitely a good thing. And so the first thing we want to do is, if you guys have a piece of paper, this is what I want you to do. We're going to do two writing exercises. The first one is going to tap into the sexual chi, and then the second one is going to tap into that energy of prosperity. So in the first writing exercise, what you're going to do is actually sit down, and you're going to write a love letter to yourself. Very important in this love letter. We're going to be looking at one form of the sexual chi, because this is you moving that sexual energy here. It's important that you have a clear, sort of kind of clear vision about what that looks like, feels like, and know it when you see it, of what energy that you would like to have sent out and receive, because it is, sexual energy is about giving, and it's also about receiving. So you're going to write a love letter to yourself. And in this love letter, you're going to write this letter as if you were writing to you and how you would like to, for lack of a better word, make love to yourself on the mental level, on the physical level, and also on the spiritual level. So this is definitely what you want to begin to get into the energy of, is writing this love letter to yourself. How would this love letter look? What would it start out? How would you make love to your mind? You know, how do you get into that energy? I know a lot of the shows that we do with Esther, when we do the toning linguistics, that's a lot of what we're doing. We're really showing you how to make love to your mind, how to make love to yourself. And by you understanding how you have that blueprint of how that looks like to you, then you can begin to recognize it when you see it, when it shows up for you. So putting things into matter, you know, taking thoughts and making them matter, this is about the prosperity. This is kind of how this sexual chi is going to tie into the prosperity. So you're going to write the letter. You're going to write it how you would begin to make love to your mind. And then you're going to write down a couple of things of how you would begin to make love to your physical body. What does that look like? What does it feel like? And you can get very creative here if you want to cut out some pictures. Maybe take some pictures of yourself and put it up on a board. You can do that as well, too. You know, get real creative. Some of you guys can draw really well, so maybe you want to draw some things out and do that. You can do that as well, too. Get as creative as possible. After all, we're tapping into the creative center. So you want to put that in the letter. You want to see what that physical lovemaking would be for you. And I want you to also go outside your box, or better yet, go on top of your box and think about those things that maybe, for whatever reason, you kind of strayed away from. Take a second look at it. Figure out why. Was it some old pattern you were holding on to when you were a child, or is it something that you were told that you could not do, you know, because maybe if you did this, it would make you a bad girl, or it would make you a bad boy. If you did this, you know, begin to explore these things. You know, soon we're going to have the Reverend Goddess Charmaine come up, and she's going to be getting all into, you know, she gets into the tantric sex and all the sexual energy. So these will be some good questions once we get these wrote down, that once she comes on the show, we can begin to explore this a little further. But I want you to begin to take a look at that, because we have these patterns, we have these belief systems that we have with us, and it may not be what we are now, you know. So I want you to also challenge yourself, not just not just things that that you enjoy doing, but I want you to explore some things. Maybe try something a different kind of way. You know, something maybe you've never done before. You know, some things you've never done before. You know, try them. You know, maybe it'll jive. Yeah, Esther, it'll jive some things within you. It'll awaken some energy within you. Sexual energy is powerful energy, and it can be used for so many different things. So maybe it's something you wanted to explore, but you have not. You know, this may be a good opportunity. Take a look at it. See why you don't want to explore it. You know, see why this is a particular taboo area for you. It may turn out to be it's just something you're not interested in. And that's fine, too. But this is an opportunity for you to just go above and beyond because you're writing this love letter to yourself. You know, how would that feel? Particularly when it comes to us women, you know, we sort of kind of have this idea of how it is. We know that sex, even though where we want to say it actually starts in the mind, you know? It starts in the mind. But you want to begin to move from the mind and then look at the body and then spiritually. You know, begin to look at this on a spiritual level, your sexuality, because these two energies are very much intertwined together. And this is why even a lot of those who study these particular areas will begin to tell you that this sacral chakra, tapping into this energy, this is what gets you into those different realms, those different portals, be able to get into that energy. You know, to be able to move into that particular energy, you know, be able to go into those different realms, be able to tap into those different levels, you know, get into the Akashic records, you know, get into, you know, looking at things of the future, looking at those things of the past. You know, it's often this sort of this energy that really is that push that you need to get you into that portal. So look at that and write your love letter to yourself. Now, once you finish the love letter, what you want to begin to do is to begin to close the love letter out. After you close the love letter out, then what you want to do is you want to put it in an envelope. You guys know I love giving rituals that really ties into universal energy because it's not just your energy on a micro level, but it's also the energy on a macro level that you get to also take advantage of. So you're going to write this letter. You're going to address it to yourself, take it to the post office, put a stamp on it, and send it out into the universe. One of the things, if you can think back to before we got into the computer age. Not that you can't do a lot of these through emails, but there is also something about the written word. And it has a lot to do with sort of how the mind and also how spirit and also how the energy begins to flow through your body and through your hands. So whenever you have a thought and you take it and you write it and it matters, you've just taken something and you've already created the process of creativity, prosperity, of bringing something into matter. This is how you begin to bring something into matter. You've already created something. That's a creation. So whether you're writing a letter, whether you're writing a poem, when you take something and you physically write it, that's where it goes. Even when you begin to look into the children's, you look at a lot of the children's cartoons, you will see that they have sort of these things where you have to sign your name. This is why when you sign your name, you're entering into an agreement, a commitment. You know, it's sort of a bind that you're having, a bind that you want. And what you're going to do is you're actually going to be able to mail this through snail mail. Do y'all know what snail mail is? That's when you take it to the post office and the mail person brings it. So yes, you want to mail this and you're going to mail this letter back to yourself. You're not going to send it to anyone else. Matter of fact, I wouldn't advise you to. You know, that could get a little tricky. You want to send this letter back to yourself. This is for you. You want to send it snail mail, and you want to send it through the postal system so that the energy can just go. This is why even when you watch old movies and they talk about, and you may hear it on the news every now and again, where someone takes a letter and they put it in the bottle and they throw it out in the ocean and they find this bottle intact, they find the letter intact, and it can be 10, 15, 20 years ago, because spirit moves on written word. So the spirit also moves within written word. This is how you can attach the spirit to it, to a written word. So that bottle, that energy, that love that's in there is protective. I remember one time, and I can't remember which brother called in, so I'm not going to say his name and it'd be the wrong one, but he called in and told us about this love letter that he wrote to his ex-wife, and he had some crystals and stones, and he had it in the drawer, and he realized when he opened it up how charged everything was just because of that letter. So it's important that you also get some things in physical writing too, that you do some physical writing, that you actually write some things down and physically put it into the written form. So we get so caught up in the computer and, yes, this technology, and we can send a text and we can do all of that. And it carries its own degree of energy as well too, because we know once you tap into energy, you can. But this gives it a different level. And often this particular level that you're also going to, you're going to be able to use all of the elements as well, earth, air, fire, and metal. All of these things are also going to be on your side, helping you to manifest this. So this is also about you making sure you put things in this letter to yourself that you truly, truly want to manifest. You know, it's time for us to begin to look at that and also take that level of responsibility for it too. So if these are things that you really intend to have materialized, this is the letter that you want to begin to write for yourself, and you also want to send that letter to yourself. Now, once the letter comes back to you, and it may take a couple of days, just depending on where the portals, because mail goes through wormholes and mail goes through portals. If you ever looked at the behind the scenes of a mailroom, and I have a friend, she works in the post office, they have portals and different chutes that the mail goes into to get sorted. So just like we send energy and we travel through different mail holes, wormholes, and different holes and portals and gateways, so does mail. So this is it picking up the energy. This is symbolic of it going through the same process that energy has to travel within yourself. So the mail is going down different chutes, it's going into different holes, and, you know, it's coming out into different places, different energies is touching it. Everyone who touches that letter, I guarantee you, it is really connecting with that energy of love. Why do you think it is that the post office had to get very, very strict? Because what was happening is that people were sending money through the mail, and they could figure out where the money was. They knew which one of those cards had the money, because once you can tap into an energy, you knew what it was. So, you know, often you had to ask yourself, certainly a mail person was not just sitting there every single day opening up every single piece of mail and getting money out. No, they wasn't doing that. But what happened is they became in tune to what the frequency is, because words carry frequencies and vibration just like colors carry frequencies and vibration. And so they were able to tap into the frequency. So they knew, ooh, this one was more than likely going to have some money in it. This one was going to have money in it. And so they were opening up these letters, and this is how they got away with that for so long, because they wasn't doing every single piece of mail. They was only doing certain pieces of mail. When I do the Blue Blast call, and Sandra and Brother I, and also Griffin, and a couple of other of you guys, Kalimar, you guys can bear witness to this. When we did the games where we did the different things from the Know Your Magic that I would do, and I would tell you to guess what type of money I had, you guys knew. You would say a penny, a dime. You knew, because you were able to tap into the frequency. So things carry frequencies, you know, just like women. You know, one of the things that's important, begin to know the frequency of your man. Because once you know the frequency of your man, you can't be tricked by it. You know when you're talking to him, you know when you're not, you know when he's distracted. And brothers, the same thing with your women. And we do this with our children, you know, we do this with friends and family that we're close to. We know each other's frequencies. And when those frequencies are out of balance, we tend to tell people you're not acting like yourself. Or we ask them, what is bothering you? You know, what's wrong? What's upsetting you? You know, why are you acting this way? You know, is everything okay? Have you ever just picked up the phone and called somebody and said, is everything okay? And I'm talking about honestly asking, is everything okay? Not a guessing game, but you just know, because you can feel their frequency. You can feel their vibration, just like you can feel when their vibration is just in that place. And you're just like, wow, you know, you're in a great place with your vibration. You know, so the same thing, our mail, the same thing, written word carries these energies, you know, spirit is moving on these written words. Bobby talked about this, Brother Bobby Hemmett, about, you know, he talked about getting you a good pen and getting you something to write with and get into, you know, doing these different writing rituals. You know, you can even begin to get into just trance writing, you know, and just letting the words flow, just letting everything begins to flow through you. So as this begins to flow, your letter is going all over the place and it's picking up everything. It's because it will only attune to its vibration. What does that mean? It only attunes to its vibration, just like water seeks its own level. So anything that comes in contact with it, it kind of works like a crystal, but it's a little different than the crystal because it's not going to hold negative energy. It's only going to hold that energy that matches its frequency. So anyone who touches it, anything that touches it, it is pulling the love to come with it. This is why when people take a bottle and they put a love letter in it and they throw it out in the ocean, somebody says, oh, we found this bottle on the coast of Spain, and inside this bottle is a love letter, and it came from the other continent, and the bottle was not cracked. You know, nobody has opened it. You know, nobody has, you know, nothing is in it. It is in perfect condition. And often I used to wonder, why? Why is that? You know, how was that able to survive? Because it's able to survive because it will only match that frequency. So once that comes in, what you want to do is open it up. You want to set aside some sacred time. You want to set aside some sacred time, and you want to begin to open up the letter, and then you want to begin to read it to yourself. This is a ritual too. Many rituals that I've given out, this is one of them. You want to begin to read this letter to yourself as it comes out, and really sort of kind of go into a light meditation as you read it. And once you open it, what I want you to do is open it up, and then what you're going to do is you're going to tear it up into little pieces. The reason you're going to tear this letter up into little pieces is because this is only for you. It has completed its cycle. It has traveled through the universe, and it has come back to you. So now that it has completed its cycle and you've tore it up, then you're going to take an orange, because an orange is one of those exotic fruits. It's an exotic fruit as well, too. You know, we know a lot of different exotic fruits, but this is one of them. You're going to take an orange, and I want you to cut out the top of the orange. It'll be, you know, where the peel is, but you're going to be able to put the peel back on. And then I want you to stick that letter that you wrote to yourself, that love letter, stick it back into the orange, and then put the top on it. Once you've put the top on it, I want you to begin to write some different words on the outside. You can take a black marker, and I want you to write different words on there. Now, this is also an excellent ritual to do as well, too, if you are, let's say, with child, if you are trying to get pregnant. You know, you're trying to have a baby. It's an excellent fertility ritual that I actually gave out on a couple of shows. I think it was the show that me, Esther, and Kalimar did with the Big, Big Bang. But this is also the part of that that you can do. Now, while you're preparing this and you're getting this together, the color candle that I want you to work with is going to be the color red. You know, red taps into that passion energy. Red has a lot to do with that passion energy. It has a lot to do with courage. It has a lot to do with sexuality. And also it has a lot to do with strength as well, too. So you want to make sure that you're burning a red candle when you're doing this. And so you're going to put the top back on there. And on the orange, what you're going to actually, I was reading the chat room, on the orange, what you're going to write is words, whatever. If you want to put love, if you want to put pleasure, you know, some of you may want to put pain. because that's also a part of your love. But whatever it is, you know, hey, I'm not here to judge. Whatever you want to put on there, you know, love and sexuality and fertility and creativity, you know, all of those things, I want you to write it on there. And then once you wrote that on there, then what you're going to do is you're going to take that orange and you're going to bury it in the ground. And the reason you're returning it back to the earth, because this is the planting of the seed. It's giving back the fertility to it so that that fertility can be then recycled back through the universe, which it will come back to you as well, too. And yes, you can use a sun kiss as well, too. So you want to do that. So afterwards, you're going to bury it in the ground. Now, after you light your red candle, you can have that red candle. And for the next 3 days, you want to make sure that you take some time and just do some reflecting over the letter. And, you know, just really think about the whole process as well, too. And do that also and begin to write that. And begin to write that and carry that energy for the next course of the 3 days. Okay? All right. So now that's going to be what you do for your sexuality. So now we're going to talk about prosperity. And so you're going to begin to write this letter for prosperity. This is going to be a writing exercise too for prosperity. You'll do this in a different way. Okay, anyway. You're going to do this in a different way. You're going to write the prosperity letter. Same thing. I want you to think about all different levels of prosperity. Prosperity is not just money. We know prosperity covers a whole gamut of things. Prosperity is beauty. It's, you know, it's healing. It's luck. It's money. It's fertility. And again, not just fertility in the classical sense, as I like to say, as in maybe giving birth to a child, even though that's a beautiful fertility place to be, but also fertility giving birth to new ideas and new thoughts and new ideas. Remember, all of this is tying itself back to the sexual center and the prosperity center, which is the second chakra. So all of this is still tying itself back here. So you want to begin to write all of these things. I want you to just look at your life all over and think about those different things of prosperity and start at the beginning. So ask yourself the question, what would a perfect day look like? If it could be any kind of day that you want, who would you have next to you? If there would be anybody next to you, how would you wake up? What would you feel? I want you to get into the energy of the feeling, because this is what we're really trying to capture here. This is what's really moving that sexual chi and turning it into prosperity, which is actually going to bring it into manifestation into this physical reality. It's about getting into that feeling, you know, capturing that feeling. What does the day feel like when you begin to get up? When you begin to get up early in the morning, you know, what is that feeling going to be like for you? You know, how is your day going to go? What's that feeling like? That's what you want. What would it feel like if you sort of could be in a space where you could get up and, I don't know, meditate, maybe that's it, maybe go for a run, maybe make passionate love to the person next to you? What is that feeling like? Get into that feeling, because this is what's going to drive that energy to help you to bring those things into matter. And that's what you're going to write down. So don't forget to capture the feeling. You're going to light a green candle while you're doing this as well. Now, this particular letter, this letter of prosperity, what you're going to do is you're actually, once you're done with this letter of prosperity, I want you to keep it on your altar. So find one of your altar. It doesn't matter which altar you put it on, whichever one sort of spirit moves you to. I want you to put it on the altar. And then for the course of the next 3 days, but you can do this ritual over and over again. It's one that I use personally just to continue to use it. Very, very powerful. And then just take some time, you know, go into meditation. A great essential oil that you can actually burn is Lang Lang. You know, know, Lang Lang, I think that's how you pronounce it. It's actually spelled Y-L-A-N-Y-L-A-N. Burn that essential oil as well as some sandalwood. Burn those two essential oils if you can. Have them around you. Go into a light meditation. Read the letter. And each time that you do read the letter over the course of the 3 days, you want to get into the feeling, again, the energy, the feeling. What does it feel like? You know, begin to visualize it. Get into that. For those of you who have had sacred sessions for me, you can do this with your bath elixir as well. And so you're going to be writing down all of the prosperity, anything that you want, anything that your heart desires. This is not about judging. But again, remember, and we'll learn this lesson through some more energy that's here as well, too, to do this. You can do whatever spirit leads you. So if that's light some incense, you know, put your own mark on that. So if you want to play some music, you know, if you want to light some incense, make sure you have your green candle, you know, if you want to, for those of you who have the audio workbook, if you want to use it as your let's get naked time, you know, and you want to kind of be naked when you do it, that's cool to do too. Whatever you want to do, this is how you do it. But the main thing we're capturing here is for you to get in the feeling, and you can put whatever you want on that list, whatever you want when it ties into prosperity. You know, think about prosperity. You know, for some of us, I know for me, my health, that's, you know, that's at the top of the list, because if I'm not in the position I need to be in health-wise, then none of these other things matter. None of these other things matter, nor will they ever manifest themselves if we don't have that taken care of. So we need to do that. So look at it across the board, mind, body, and spirit, and then also look at the physical reality as well, too. So you're going to keep that on your altar. You're going to keep the letter of prosperity on your altar. That's its resting place, because it will be charging itself up with all of your work as well, too. And here is something else in that you can do as well, too. You can actually, if you want, this just came in. Somebody made this suggestion. So you can do this as well, too. If you want to take a picture of your potential soulmate, although if it's not your soulmate, but I don't know, that's a little tricky there. I would say somebody that you're connected to, maybe put that picture up, because if you put a picture of somebody random up, I mean, you may get somebody that looks like them, but it may not be. I don't know. But yes, Kalimar was making a suggestion, so I'll just put that out there, that you can actually enclose a picture of a potential soulmate, sort of tear it up into pieces, and deal with that as well, too. Yes, you can do that also. You can put that in there also. I would recommend that it is somebody that you are connected to, because you want to drive that energy. You want to drive that energy, and you want to be able to put that there as well, too. Somebody asked a question in the room. We'll get to that in a minute. So that's going to be the other ritual. That's going to be the writing ritual that you do. That's the writing ritual. So you'll be using those colors and you're going to be writing. Remember, this is all tying itself back to that creative point, to the sexual energy, and to manifestation, which is tied into prosperity and all different elements. And that's going to be the second chakra as well. So you're going to do that. So now let's go on, and we're going to talk about our soul food. Our soul food prosperity scrub. Now, here are some ingredients that you're going to need for the soul food prosperity scrub. What you're going to need for the soul food prosperity scrub, you're going to need some cinnamon. You're going to need some cornmeal. You're going to also need some goat milk. So those three things, cinnamon, cornmeal, and you're also going to need some goat's milk, okay? So this is for your soul food sort of prosperity scrub. Now, what you're going to do when you have these three ingredients, you're going to have your cinnamon. And, of course, cinnamon is tied into desire. cinnamon is tied into desire. Cinnamon is also tied into sort of kind of moving energy. Moving energy around and also connecting energy around as well too. It's also tied into prosperity as well too. So you're going to have your cinnamon and then you're going to have your cornmeal. We're going to talk about cornmeal. Now you're going to have your cornmeal and let me just put this out there for you guys. Not the fish fry cornmeal. You want regular cornmeal. That's what you want. Just regular cornmeal that you're going to be working with. So you're going to get your cornmeal. Now, cornmeal has a lot to do with truth and wisdom. Truth and wisdom. It's going to tie into truth and wisdom, and it also ties directly into money as well, too. And even in ancient times, corn was one of those things that was exchanged as currency. So it carries a frequency and vibration of money, the same currency that money flows on, it flows on that. And there's quite a few other things that flow on that, but cornmeal is definitely one that ties into that same frequency as money. And at one time, it was actually used for currencies as well. And then you're going to get goat milk, goat's milk. Now, no worries for all of my veggies here. You're not going to be drinking this. it's all good. It's all good. So you're going to get some goat milk. Now, you're going to warm up the goat milk. Now, the goat milk really ties into that pan energy. You know, the pan energy also ties itself, and it has a lot to do. This pan energy has a whole lot to do with creativity. That creativity taps into prosperity. So this is really getting into that pan energy. So you're going to warm the goat milk up. Now, what you're going to be doing with your cinnamon and your cornmeal is you're actually going to charge this energy up. You're going to charge your cinnamon up. And you can charge your cinnamon in many different ways. It's really no wrong or right way to do it. You can actually hold it in your hand and you can begin to send energy, send light, see the energy coming in, going down your hand and charging the cornmeal. So you can charge the cornmeal up and you're going to do the same thing with this cinnamon. You're going to charge the cinnamon as well. And then you're going to mix the cornmeal in with the cinnamon. Now, this is not a recipe, so I'm not going to tell you take 1 cup, 2 cups, 3 cups, 4 cups. I'm not going to tell you that. You just kind of let the spirit move you, and you put the cornmeal in and you put the cinnamon. You want to kind of get it because you're going to use it as all over your body. You know the song, All Over Your Body? You're going to do a little bit of all over your body type scrub with it. And you're going to do this in the shower. So you're going to take that and you're going to get it in a bowl. And as you're scrubbing it all over your body, someone asks, are we going to use sticks or ground cinnamon? You really want to get something that is able to be mixed in a scrub. So I'm going to say use ground cinnamon, or you can actually buy the sticks and just grate it yourself and grate the cinnamon in. So however you choose to do it, either get the already grated cinnamon or you can grate some fresh cinnamon. And then what you're going to do is you're going to, hold on just a second. So after you do that, what you're going to do is you're going to get in the shower and you're going to begin to rub this all over your body. Now, once you're rubbing this all over your body, don't forget your face as well, too. You're going to be also charging yourself with this energy also. You're going to infuse your energy together, too. Not your hair, but you're going to do your face. So you'll do your face and you're going to begin to put this all over your face and all over your body and think about all of those things of prosperity. You want to begin to tie into that, you know, just visualize yourself while you're doing this and putting this all over your body. Make sure you get your back and your legs and your arms and, well, you guys get the picture. You get the picture. You get the picture. You're going to do that. You're going to do that. So after you begin to rub this all over your body and begin to rub it all over your feet, your ankles and your legs and every single place as well, then while you're in the shower, you're going to cut on the water and you're going to see this rinsing away. And what you're actually rinsing away is any negativity that will block this prosperity from coming into fruition. So you're really opening up those portals again, and you're really opening up that energy again so it can just come. So you're just rinsing yourself off. You want to rinse yourself off and just rinse it off, but really take some time and really do the scrub and get it everywhere, and paying close attention to the particular area of where your sacral chakra is, and also in your root chakra area too. So you want to get all of that down on that particular side. You want to do that too. You want to get all in that area, and as you're rubbing it, you can actually do the counterclockwise with your right hand and the clockwise with your left hand exercise while you're in the shower too. So you want to pay close attention to that particular area and make sure you cleanse it. So those are going to be the three things that you can do. We did the meditation. You can always go back and download the show so you can hear that meditation again. That's a meditation to raise the sexual chi and also the prosperity. So you can do that and open up those energy centers so you can begin to get into different realms and go to different kingdoms and really begin to see things in the future, you know, for your prosperity and raise that sexual energy as well. Then you're going to go to your writing exercise. Remember, we did the two writings, the first one with the red candle, second one with the green, and then also taking the orange and also mailing the letter. So you can go back if you need to get those instructions. And then the prosperity scrub that you're going to be using cinnamon, cornmeal, and goat's milk, putting those together and beginning to rub them all over your body. So excellent stuff, you guys. Definitely would love to hear your feedback on how that's working out for you and how that's going. So now we get to the good part because we have some goodies to give away. I want to tell you guys a story. I started telling you it at the beginning, and I want to tell you this story. So you guys get ready to call in because we're going to be giving out some gifts. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Get on the phone line so you can get ready to do this as well too. And I would love to hear your feedback. You know, send it to me on the Facebook family page and post what happens after you do these rituals, after you do the prosperity scrub, or even after the meditation, you know, the things that begin to come in your life. Every single day, me and Sister Manya, we get tons of emails of, you know, from brothers and sisters all over the world about how the readings and things help to open them up, transform them. You guys call into the show. So keep that energy flowing. That is putting all of that energy out in the universe. And so it's important that we give each other that feedback. Oh, the phone lines are full already. Try again. It still should be some room there. But try the phone lines. Okay, so here we go. We're going to be doing some giveaways. What happened is a couple of years ago, I don't even know how I actually came across this sister, but I was able to come across a sister who had a business, a brick and mortar, that was actually in New Orleans, even though I didn't know where the business was. Go figure that. I didn't know that until recently. But what happened is it is a program called Baba Blankets. And I know Sister Manya is here. She's going to put the link in the chat room, and I will also give out the web address. It's www.baba blanket.com. So Baba Blanket. I want you to go, if you haven't checked them out, you'll get a chance to check out Baba Blankets. But anyway, I had an opportunity to sign up for their newsletter. And some of you may be on their newsletter as well too, but I was getting their newsletters for years. They have a sort of what they call a sister work program where they work with the founder, and we'll talk about her. I believe her last name is Brown, Sister Brown. The founder, Sister Brown, and also women who work on the continent of Africa in Guyana, in Ghana, actually work together, and they make these incredible baskets, and they sew these incredible table runners, altar cloths. They make all of these things by hand, but they're done by the goddesses. They're done by sisters. And so every single month, one of those things that I often do is I support businesses. You guys support everything that I do on the Remix. And so a lot of you are out here doing work and you're doing different things. And so I try to support you guys. And a lot of times I do it anonymously, you know, and you don't know it's me. But I made it a point this year that I wanted to start letting you guys know that I'm doing this and also pass some of those things on to you so you can get to know other brothers and sisters in the conscious community that have things, that do things. Of course, we know about Rain, and we also know about everybody else who's in the conscious community making things, doing things, and really putting sort of their energy and getting into their magic. And more of you are doing things as well, too. So this particular day, this was last week, I want to say, sometime I was there, and I received the email that said that they were, everything must go. So I quickly looked at the email and I felt terrible. And the reason I felt so bad is because for 3-4 years, this is one of the supports that projects I really wanted to support. This was one of the things I really, really wanted to support. And someone's in the chat room that knows the whole history, and they actually have some things from them. So that is wonderful. I love it. So, so I wanted to support Baba Blankets, but I never did. You know, I never did. Think about how many times you said you was going to do something or you was going to support somebody. That's why it's important for brothers and sisters, you know, that are out here doing the work, particularly those like Brother Bobby Hemmen, Queen Afua, you know, Dr. Phil Valentine, that's out here, that has been out here, you know, doing the work, that we support them in their work, you know. And this was one, this particular sister, that I didn't get a chance to support her work. So I kind of, you know, kind of went into this little, oh, no, they're going out of business. So I called the number. And this amazing sister answered the phone. And really, just not even trying to do anything over the top, I wanted to get one of the baskets, because these are the baskets that are handmade by the women of Guyana. You know, they hand weave these baskets. And when we begin to look at the different goddesses, one of the goddesses very close to me is the goddess Nut and the goddess Neat, which is the knitting goddess. She's the one that knits things together. This is symbolic of us, sort of that web that we weave in our life. You know, often through children's stories of the West, that we try to talk about the web as if it's a negative thing. And we talk about people getting caught in the web, even though it's some science in that too. But there's also something about knitting together. That's really the DNA. It's also knitting together yourself at a soul level. It's you. It's sort of the Asar Aset story, you know, really kind of bringing together the 14 pieces. It's you knitting together yourself. So that knitting, it's a lot of things spiritually that's tapped into the knitting, and it also can take you into different levels as well. So I thought it would be so, you know, just amazing to have a basket, you know, just look at the symbolism of a basket that has been knit together by sisters. Nothing could be more amazing than that. So I called to get a basket. And I was able to get the basket. The sister who answered the phone, I believe, you guys know I'm bad with names, but I believe her name is Jalila or Jalin. The sister Jalin answered the phone, and immediately she said, when she called me back, she said, "Is this Miss Blue from the Remix?" Here I am trying to just be, you know, low key about this and just get something. She recognized my voice instantly, and I said, "Yeah, this is her." She said, "Oh, I listened to the Remix. Oh, you guys have been so helpful to me, Miss Blue, and my transformation, and the shows, and everybody who comes on the shows. It's just been a great help, a great support system, and I just love the Remix." And I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. So, I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. So we started to talk, and I said, you know what? you know, are you guys closing down? And she said, no, we're not closing down. We're still going to have our web presence, and we're also going to be doing more things in the community here, and also sort of kind of revamping the business, sort of kind of remixing it. You know, that's what we do on the remix. We remix it every time. So this is what they're getting ready to do. They're getting ready to remix Baba Blankets and do some more amazing things. So big shout out to all the sisters and everyone and all over the continent that is working for that as well, too. So I was so excited. I wanted to get one of the baskets. And she began to tell me her story. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to I'm actually going to actually have that sister come on one day. I didn't get a chance. I called. I didn't get a chance to reach her to tell her the show was going to be tonight. But my heart goes out. I'm so thankful for her energy and her spirit. I'm glad that the remix helped to bring her light, because she definitely brought light to me. So I want to pass on some of this light to you guys. So as a result, she just started telling me what was left, and I just started getting all kinds of things. So I got a fertility statue. I actually got an altar cloth. I got a wall hanging, and I got a Ashanti piece, a napkin holder. What else did I get? I got a purse, a little pouch. Now, the material, if you're on the website and you get a chance to look at the material, it is so, oh, you can just tell that this is just, nothing can be more organic than this, made by sisters. And the sisters in Guyana that made this, this was birthed out of the sister who wanted to manifest this dream, the owner of Baba Blankets, that wanted to manifest this this business, came out of sort of her standing in that place of saying, you know, and her video is on there, amazing sister, amazing story as well, too. She talks about how she began to speak to these women and ask them when she's seen them working, you know, what is the one thing that they could change in their life that they would do? What would it be? What would they change? What would they want to do? And, you know, sometimes we think about ourselves, particularly here in the West, if somebody said, what is one thing that you would change or you would do? You know, most people would gravitate towards, oh, I want money, or, you know, give me a mansion. That's what I would change. I would live in a mansion, or I would have this amazing man, or I would have this amazing job, or I would look like this, or I would live here. It was real interesting, a story that she kept hearing over and over again from all of these, from some of the youngest girls to some of the older women that lived out in some of the rural areas that had to come in to work, was they wanted to learn how to sew. And I thought, wow, sew? They wanted to learn how to sew because they knew through sewing they would be able to create. See, here's the goddess energy at its best. They would be able to create all of these things. They would be able to manifest anything that their heart desire, anything that they could think of, they would be able to create it. They didn't want a handout. They didn't want someone to give them something. They wanted to be able to be their own creatress. And we are. So whether we're masculine or whether we're feminine, we create. Women, we create. Men, you father. And something that I learned from a very amazing brother, both of them have the ER on there because it still ties into that feminine energy. It ties into that sexual energy. You know, it ties into prosperity. It ties into the sacral chakra. So, as a result, I picked up some things for you guys at the remix because I felt so bad. I said, if I'm buying all this stuff for myself and Sister Munya, I got to get you guys something. I thought this was going to be great to get you guys something. So I have a couple of things here. I have a U basket. I have, an altar cloth that is, I don't even know how to tell you. This altar cloth is it's wonderful. And also a fertility statue. Now, this fertility statue, like I said, it's not just for having babies. I know Mother of Nine is in the chat room. I don't know if she want to have more babies than nine. I think that's a beautiful thing. But it's not necessarily for fertility in that sense, but also for creativity. You know, tapping into that energy to be able to do things different, to be able to create or to be able to father, you know, to be able to bring things into matter. You know, matter comes from the Latin word mother. So to matter is to mother. You know, it's still bringing in that feminine energy. So, yeah, beautiful. So that too. And then also, you know, I said, well, what else can I just add to this since we're in this spirit of prosperity? So I've been blessed. And I know you guys have been blessed. So I wanted to put some more things in there. So also what I came up with, I'm also going to be giving away two sacred sessions as well, too. So we have five gifts that we have to give away tonight. We must give it away because we're putting out this energy into the universe of prosperity. A lot of people want to talk about prosperity, and they want you to buy, and they want you to get, and they want you to do. Well, I want you guys to know that I live in this space for real. I live in this space of sexual energy, sexual chi, and this space of prosperity. And this is why the remix is here, because it doesn't cost you nothing. It's free. The guests that come on the platform, it's free. All of these shows that Brother Bobby, Brother Panic, everybody who's come on the platform, myself, even some of the remix listeners, we give this to you for free. And we give it to you because we understand these things of prosperity and how it works, how it works. So tonight we're really going to raise that energy of prosperity and give back, give back. Okay, so let's see. We have a U basket, altar cloth, the fertility statue, and two sacred sessions. And we still have meditations to go to. We're not done yet. We're not done yet. We are certainly not done yet. So now we're going to give away one of those gifts. And what I want you guys to do is I want you to call in. And I want you to share something on your mind. I want you to call in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. And I'm actually going to take the very first, because I see you guys pressing 1 now. Whoa. It's a whole lot of you pressing 1. It's a whole lot of you pressing 1. But I'm going to go down the line. I want to hear everybody, what everybody has to share. And then we're just going to, I'm going to give. And we're going to go from there. So in this one, we're actually going to give away two things. We got to make it fair, so it's not just for sisters and it's not just for brothers, but we're definitely going to make it fair. we're going to make it fair. So we're going to go to the first caller. The first caller on the line calling in from area code 856. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 856? Okay. I guess they're just listening. So we'll go to the next caller calling in from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This your boy. No thing calling out of Roanoke, Virginia. What's good, Miss Blue?
Oh, greetings, No Thing.
Hey, I was just calling, you know what I'm saying? I just pushed 1 to see what's up with you. And what's the little, the little prize y'all trying to do again? Like, give out or whatever?
Say it again?
What's the little prize, the little competition or whatever you were doing just now?
Well, it's not really a competition. It's not really a competition. I don't want you to think that because we don't believe in that here. No competition. We either learn from each other or we're helping. But this is really about you sharing sort of those moments, particularly, you know, it could be related to anything, something on the remix, something, a guest said, something tonight, but just you sharing one of those really, really great moments for yourself.
I can share one thing. I have come to that realization that all that I thought I wasn't that, that I'm beyond what I have been taught, you know what I'm saying, by the external mm-hmm. world. And by looking inwardly, I have seen that I am more than, you know what I'm saying, what I've been programmed to believe, pretty much. And to me, that's the greatest realization I have ever encountered in my life. So that's something I just hold dear to my heart.
Beautiful. And how did you come to this realization?
Just through one of the things, just through meditation, through trial and error, and through self-inquiry.
Okay. All right. Well, definitely thank you for sharing that. And we're going to keep going. We'll just hold the line. We're going to let you know who's going to receive the gifts here in just a moment. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 225. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Greetings. Let's see. Maybe the person 225 is not there. We're going to go to the next person. Calling in from area code 919, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Perrin calling from Raleigh.
Greetings to you. Greetings. You wanted to share something with us?
Yes, I did. I was watching Revolver, the movie that Pank suggested like a while ago, I believe. And... Mm-hmm. I was just noticing how true that movie is, and I just basically put myself in the main character's position, and it's just amazing how true that movie is. Like, Andre Benjamin played his part so well, and I don't know his counterpart's name. I don't know the dude he was, his little partner in the movie. I don't know his name, but I mean, the movie just resonated with me a whole lot. I can see how I'm letting my ego mess up things in my life or control my life. I shouldn't say mess up, but control my life. And it was just a good movie to help me solve and realize a few things within myself. So that's all I wanted to share.
Okay. Thank you for that. That's beautiful. Thank you. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 336. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Blue?
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, my name is Joe Vaughn, calling out of Greensboro.
Okay, greetings. NC is in the house tonight.
Yeah, I see that. If I could share anything, I would say I would like to spread the word, and the word is agape, 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 you understand? And I would like to also say that one of the best things about being on the journey of consciousness is awakening to the true self. And if I could say anything to anybody out there in Remix Land, it would be to keep the consciousness focused on within and let it awaken, because a beautiful feeling and experience is feeling the soul within the body awaken. It takes over. You got the glow, like the Last Dragon says. So I just wanted to put that out there and just spread the unconditional love.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Thank you. It's so beautiful to hear you guys' stories and hear those things of transformation. The sisters are saying all brothers so far. So let's see. Calling in from area code 401. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. And also your moment. Mm-hmm. And also, here's some. Hi. Oh, greetings. We've got a sister on the line. So greetings. I want you guys to tell me also, let's kind of do this a little bit, what you got from the meditation. Let's focus it there, too, as well. But you can share as you like, sister. Go ahead. Who's on the line, please?
Yes, hello. I would like to say, I've been born, raised, and Baptist all my life, baptized, and and I've been like in that type of stage. But my younger brother, he put me on to You Miss Blue and Brother Panic and all the other profound people in the community. And
right.
and he it took a year for him to open me up to make me see that there is another side other than the Bible. There is another way. There is another way of believing and thinking. And so then I said, okay, I'll give it a try. Why not? So, you know, I started listening to your show, Miss Blue, and it's just like a whole new awakening as far as my whole thought process of the way I view things, the way, like, I react to things, how I can understand, like, what is happening, what is going on, just because I was listening to the remix. And also with the meditation, you know, I was going through a lot of trials and tribulations, but when, you know, when I put on my candles, I light my incense, and, you know, you had shows about having, like, stones and things like
yeah.
that. So
right.
the meditation and taking a bath, it really put me at a peace. It really put me calm, and I was able to see that this reality that I'm in is not just my. It's this reality that I'm in is something else out there, other than what I'm facing in life. And so I was able to take the bath, and because you know you have shows with baths and things like that. So I took
yeah.
the bath,
yeah.
like the candles. And, you know, meditated, and I was able to get rid of all that negative energy, all the negative energy that was coming towards me, but blocking it and clearing my aura where I could be able to envision other things other than what I'm facing in life and know that this is just, you know, not the reality that I think it is. You know, there's something outside of myself and that God lives in me and I'm God. And just all different other things where I'm able to face all different trials and tribulations just because I know that this is not my reality. There's something else out there. And, you know, trying to find the journey of who I am, where I came from, and what my journey is to do here. And also, you know, trying to speak to the different deities and understanding the metaphysics and the science of things where, you know,
right.
all the trials and tribulations I'm going through, it doesn't even matter anymore because I know this is just here now. This is just the physical aspect. So I like to thank you and all the other people in the community that, you know, give us the information where we can go out here and try for ourselves and then see what happens. And, you know, there was a show with Brother Panda talking about the candles and meditating
yeah.
and stuff like that. And I meditated
right.
on the candles by watching a flame and watching it flicker and actually
right.
just concentrating.
Yeah.
And I was able to get a new job. And so it was just a lot of different things
yeah.
have happened, positive.
Beautiful. Wow. That's wonderful. That is amazing. What was your name again?
I'm Sophia. I'm calling from Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay, Sophia. Oh, Sophia. Love it. Beautiful, Sophia. Thank you so much. It does my heart well and everyone listening, you know, for you to call in and definitely wish you continued light as you continue on your journey as well, too. So hold the line, okay? Hold the line.
Thank you, Ms. Below. Love you.
Love you. Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 612. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Would that be me?
That would be
Hello?
You.
Oh, yes, greetings, Miss Blue. This is Shekinah from Minneapolis. How are you?
I am wonderful. Greetings to you, Shekinah.
Thank you. I don't even know where to begin. I kind of missed out on my opportunity last week to share because I accidentally had pressed one and didn't realize it. I would have a laundry list of things, but most importantly, just what some of the callers have said, the process of realization for me right now is just amazing. As you said last week, this is, I'm so excited. I'm excited right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have to say just to point out something, Brother Panic was on Brother Aleem's show last week, and he was talking about, you know, getting a Ganesha statue. And it was really what we call weird, but I know it was spirit. Maybe around the holidays, we were in one of the stores that we visit regularly, and as we were getting things, my husband had wandered off, and then there was this Ganesha statue. We weren't able to purchase it at the time, but at this store, you know, we visit regularly. They know us, and we were able to put it on a layaway plan. And our goal was to try to get it out by New Year's, you know, to kind of jump in on that energy, and we weren't able to, but we didn't let it get to us. We just kind of relaxed and said we would eventually get it out and made a couple of more payments. And a couple of weeks ago, right before he did the show, a couple of weeks ago, we went to make payments. And instead of them having it where they had been having it before, it was sitting a little closer to their cash register. And someone was talking about how nice it was, and so it just prompted my husband to go ahead and get it, because it's like, okay, we're
right, yeah.
You know, it's close mm-hmm. to the cash register, and just all that energy. And just every time we go into the store, they're kind of like looking at us weird anyway, because, you know, the black population isn't that big here, but mm-hmm. especially the you know, what would be considered the conscious
right.
community.
So you, right. So you was able to get that, and that's excellent from the information from Brother Panic. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
How did the meditation help you here tonight? Let's talk about
tonight,
that
I,
as well.
I was... Actually, I was going to apologize. I didn't partake in the meditation because I'm
okay.
just, you know, getting my kids ready for bed. But I always go back and listen to the show. You know, I listen to the show, and then I always go back and listen to the show through the week. So I will
okay.
definitely.
Beautiful.
And a lot
Beautiful.
Of the stuff that you're talking about are issues that I deal with. So I'm definitely going to be doing it. And I'll hit you up, you know, in an email. I'll let you know exactly how everything played out. But,
well,
yeah, really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, I am glad that the remix was able to help you, because that's what we're talking about here tonight. So thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thank
you. All right, beautiful. We're going to go on to the next caller calling in from area code 678. Let us know how the meditation was helping you as well, too, as we continue here. We're going to try to get these in quick as possible. 678. Yes, greetings.
Greetings, Miss Blue. My name is Miss Star, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. And the meditation helped me. It actually gave me a cleansing feeling, I guess you could say. But at the same time, I felt a warming sensation through my body while, like, focusing on the sun. So it gave me courage as well. I've been dealing with a lot as far as different things, as far as finance and me and my husband, as far as our family. But it allowed me to just take a moment and clear my mind of everything, stop focus of what's going on with certain situations or what's going on with the family, and just allow a sense of relaxation. And it felt like it just was able to, I guess you could say, kind of strengthen my body back, because it seems like I've just been drained of so much lately.
Right.
So that's how the meditation piece has helped me tonight.
Beautiful, beautiful. And what was your name again?
Star.
Star? Okay, beautiful, mm-hmm. Star. Thank you. Yes, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for sharing that as well. Okay, so
yeah.
Hold the line for us. Beautiful. All right, you guys, we're going to kind of get to this. We still have so much to get to and so much to give away, but we're going to keep going. I want you to share about the meditation and the information on tonight as well, too. Okay? Okay. Calling in from area code 317, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I almost lost the phone. it's Jewel Diamond, Miss Blue. I'm calling from Indiana. And,
okay, greetings.
Hello. I just wanted to say that the meditation really helped me to, I guess, have a great end to the weekend. The weekend started out really wonderfully magical for me on Friday. And over a lot of thinking about it, I was not shocked that is the day that Etta James passed, just
mm-hmm.
after reflecting on my day. And I just really kind of want to give you a rundown of that. And I wanted to on Friday, but I fell asleep, so it must not have been meant to be. But my father, who causes me a ton of anxiety, wanted to do lunch on Friday, and I was just really, you know, hesitant to do it because, you know, he fusses at me and, you know, blah. So I just really got around, got showered. He was, you know, planning on picking me up, and so I took my ODB oil, And I, you know, kind of anointed my head and my eyes and my ears and my mouth, and I said a prayer. I said a prayer to Osiris, and I said, please help everything that comes to my eyes teach me and my ears, and it was a really beautiful thing. And so instead of doing lunch, I talked to my dad and to go on to my brother's where they sat and talked about the Bible, and I was able to, I did my sister-in-law's dishes because she's been working a lot, and I picked up a children's book, which was actually The Giving Tree. Is it Shel Silverstone? Silverstein, am I saying it right? Do you know? And yes, and so I read that, and it was the most beautiful, beautiful thing. I had the best magical day, and when I came home, I was able to read a blog from Esther on the Egyptian Mao, and I believe I'm saying that right. And it was
this, Jewel, because we only have a little bit of time, and I know it's so many stories here to talk about, but I really wanted to also hear, you can wrap it up with us and talk about the meditation and let us hear that as well, too. I know we started out, but we'll never get to the end of the show if we do that, because there's so many stories, and I want to tell so many about so many who have come on the platform as well, too, but I know we won't have enough time. But you can wrap it up to tell us about the meditation or something about the show on tonight as well, too.
It was a beautiful meditation for me. It just really kind of rounded all of that weekend up for me and kind of helped me focus on the share tonight. It was a really beautiful meditation. I wasn't really focused when we started, and that meditation just kind of put me in that zone. So I do appreciate that, and thank you so much. I loved it.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that as well. That was Jewel. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller, and I think this may be the last caller. Otherwise, we're not going to get to the rest of the stuff or be able to give away the rest of the prizes. So let's see. Here we go. Calling in from area code 323, you're live in Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue. How are you?
I am wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
This is Transformed Man.
Greetings, Transform. You want to tell us about the meditation tonight?
Yes, and I'm not being funny, so I hope no one or you are offended by this, but I started the meditation, and the next thing I know, I caught myself snoring and waking up, and you had finished the meditation, and
that's excellent. That's excellent. That is excellent.
Like, I was like, wow, okay, where did I go?
Where did you go? You went in that wormhole. You went to the kingdom. You went to the other realm. But that's actually, you know, we've talked about that on the other shows before. Really what that is you've tapped into the subconscious mind so much, and you were able to get in so quick, so fast, that you were able to relax everything else and let go. So all of that, you know, it kind of works the same way as when we're in the dream state. You know, when you're in the dream state and you wake up, and sometimes you can't remember the dream, but what you'll have, and Edgar Cayce talks about this as well too, you'll start to have what's called push thoughts. That's what I call them. Or you'll have these flashes that may come up later in the week, or it may happen later in the day or later this evening. You'll have this flash of different things happening because all of that, everything from the meditation got embedded into your subconscious mind. So that activation is real.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and if I may share real quickly, I've been experiencing, I'm pretty sure other people probably are experiencing this too, I've been experiencing more often the dream within the dream within the dream within the dream.
Yes.
And really interesting is the fact that it feels almost as if, well, I know during the waking hours now, I'm experiencing, and this is not something new to me, but it's on a different level now, but I am experiencing flashes or glimpses into those other realities in which those dreams are inside the dreams that I've experienced. And it's interesting because it's hard for me to bring a lot of that information at this point in time. It's like having your hand go over a flame where you don't get burnt, but you feel the heat.
Right.
So it's almost sort of like that, but I'm getting closer and closer to that point where I'll be able to grasp that and be able to share what's going on and its relation to each other.
Mm-hmm. Right. Beautiful. Well, we're definitely in that time. You know, that's something that we talk about a lot. That's why I think dreams are so important to be able to do. And, you know, of course, we talked about the show with the three levels of the dream with Brother Panic and how he broke that down, the Inception show, because that's what that's about, the dream within the dream within the dream. You're getting to the different levels of the dream and understanding the information. So that is beautiful. It is always amazing when someone is knowing their magic and doing their work. So thank you so much for calling in. And, hold the line, hold the line, hold the line.
Okay.
All right. Beautiful. You guys had some amazing stories to share and some amazing things to do. So here's what we got to do, because Sister Munya is kind of helping me out here on to decide, because how can we decide who to get this? But I'm going to say this. The sister that called in. And let me see if I can, Sophia, the sister Sophia who called in. Sophia, you're actually going to go ahead and you're going to get the U basket. So here's what I need you to do, Sophia. I need you to email question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number four, blue@gmail.com. Email me there. Let me know you're Sophia. Send your phone number. Once you send your phone number, Sister Munya will contact you and let you know what you will do to contact Baba Blankets so you can get the U basket that they're holding for you. It's like a shopping basket, and these baskets are huge. They are beautiful. They are amazing, and they have the goddess energy on there coming from two continents, and definitely a powerful thing. So that is for you. And I definitely want you to contact us so you can get that as well. And so also to Brother Nothang, Brother Nothang, what we're going to give you is actually a sacred session. So Brother Nothang, what you can do, email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue@gmail.com, and you will be able to get the sacred session. So we have the U basket we've given out to Sister Sophia, and then also the sacred session to Brother Nothang. So Brother Nothang, you guys contact me, because we do have to kind of get this wrapped up. I've taken care of everything, and I will let you know the instructions. And all you have to do is contact Sister Munya and myself at questionforblue@gmail.com, and we'll give you the instructions on how to claim those amazing gifts that you guys will love, both of them, for the sacred session and for the U basket. Okay, so still have three gifts to give away, and plus we still have more things to give away as well. I want to let you guys know Goddess Rainwater is in the house, and you guys know she's been putting up on the Remix family page, plus her own blog, about the amazing candles that she makes. You need to get at those candles. They are charged up. They are full of energy, light, and all of that great stuff. So you want to get with Goddess Rainwater. She's on Facebook, and she's also on the Remix family page as well, too, and you can also get that. So I want to give her a shout out. All right, so here we go. We're going to keep going. Because now what we're going to talk about now is we're going to move in and talk more about the energy that's on the planet today. For those of you, definitely not to follow this energy so that it can actually dominate you, but just so you can recognize how you can free yourself from this energy, because that's what I'm all about when working with this particular energy. And that is, you know, coming up on Monday, we'll be moving into the place where a lot of transformation and inspirational energy is going to be on the planet. And that transformation and inspiration energy is still linked to that second chakra. So we're still talking about sexual chi, and we're also talking about prosperity. We're talking about those two things, sexual chi and prosperity, these two. We're talking about these two energies that's coming together. So as we continue to talk about the dwelling place of the self, let's take a look and see what energy is with us right now. When I went to the Goddess Book of Days and took a look at the energy that's on us right now, it has a lot to do with the goddess Ma Wu. Now, many of you may be familiar with the goddess Ma Wu. I think somebody had put something about the goddess Ma Wu in the chat room, so this is excellent. They put something in there about the goddess Ma Wu. We're going to talk about the energy of the goddess Ma Wu and sort of her story and how this ties into not only sexual chi, but also prosperity, because this is what she was all about, the goddess Ma Wu. There is a book that really has some excellent things on it, excellent pictures in it, and some excellent stories and mythology in it, and it's called The Celestine Goddesses by Lisa Hunt. Now, Lisa Hunt, and not to mention, this book is just one of those picture story books. I actually got it for my daughter so I could take her through the goddesses and she can sort of kind of get into the image of the goddess and be able to see them, you know, in this beautiful picture. Not to mention, I have the picture packet from Brother Bobby Hemmett, which has some amazing energy that he's charged up. If you don't have that picture packet and you're working with template energies, you need to get with it. Brother Bobby can be reached, and you can contact him. You can let him know I sent you, 678-358-1055. Call him up, get that picture packet, because this is the time to really tap into and harness these particular energies. So now, let's talk about the energy that's with us right now at this time. It has a lot to do with the goddess Ma Wu. The goddess Ma Wu energy, which is really, really great. The goddess Ma Wu really comes from the Fon, and it's spelled F-O-N, people of West Africa. And she's actually a moon goddess, so this is why she's coming up at this time. You know, we're in 2012, and Monday is really going to lead us into the first full moon of this year, of this universal year of 2012. So rightfully so, she will be here, and she's here to help bring about that transformation and also that inspiration as well, too. So these are some important energies to tap into. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about the story of Ma Wu, the mythology. The goddess Ma Wu, what she did is that she wanted to really create. She is a creatress goddess. And give me just one second. She's a creatress goddess. See, this is what happens when I'm doing it all myself. So let's talk about that. So she's the creatress goddess. She's a moon goddess and a creatress goddess. Now, what she did, as the mythology goes on, it talks about she created the landscape. She created the land. She created the mountains, the valleys, the rivers. She also created she created the animals. She also created people and the animals that she formed out of mud or clay. She formed them out of clay, as the myth goes. Now, what happened is, as she began to do all of this creation, and oh, of course, wherever there is a good goddess, there is always a good god. And the good god was named, and I believe it's pronounced Lisa, but it's spelled L-I-Z-A. They were also twin, you know, that reflection there. But they created, they were very full of sexual chi. They created all these twins. They had hundreds of thousands of different twins just everywhere, just absolutely everywhere they were. They had all of these twins that they kept creating on the earth and creating these animals and creating these things that the goddess Ma Wu began to worry that maybe, just maybe, you know, that the earth would collapse because it was so much that she was creating. Now, here's what I want you to take a look at, and I want you to think about this. Sometimes in our lives, when it comes to prosperity, and we start to think about prosperity, and we start to think about things that we want, we don't want to get ourselves into that position where we just want and want and want and want and want and just want for the sake of wanting. You see, just want for the sake of wanting. And thank you, Transform Man. Someone put up the link to the book, you know, but just really wanting to want, you know. So she really wanted to make sure that she would be in the position that even though they were creating these amazing twins and they were going out and creating more babies and more babies, this is sort of how this evolution sort of kind of came about. And also she was getting herself in the position of creating the animals and doing these things. She didn't want it to become too weighed down or too heavy. This is why your intentions, you know, and we learn about this when we study coming out of ancient Kemet, This is why your heart is supposed to be as light as a feather. But if you have all of these material things weighing you down, you become heavy. And if you become heavy, you can fall. So you want to make sure that when you're creating prosperity, you begin to look at your intentions in this prosperity that you want to create. So this is what the goddess Ma Wu did. So what she did is she actually asked the serpent god, serpent that she created to really swivel itself underneath earth, to hold earth up so it wouldn't fall. So that it wouldn't fall. It's so much more to this mythology that we can actually begin to get into. But really, this is where the wisdom came in. Because the goddess Ma Wu is all of, also about wisdom, you know. Mother, that earth energy is about wisdom. It encompasses that energy of the triple goddess. So it has a lot to do with that as well, too. So she really wanted to create this wisdom and make sure she had this wisdom. Now, later as the story goes on, you know, there were some interesting things that came about that actually happened. And she also is about life, and she's also about death. So we don't want to be twisted with the goddess energy. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Just like your mother can love you and she can also spank your butt at the same time. You know, we need a little bit of that that keeps the balance, you know, that keeps the balance on earth. And we can see how earth goes through its own cleansing process and it takes care of itself. The planet takes care of itself. Well, the goddess Ma Wu dealt a lot with the animals. And we know that when we start to take a look at is particularly those things of shamanism, you know, the animals were important because animals were those guides that really began to help to work with them and get them into the energy of going into these different realms and going to these different places. It was sort of, even when you think about the rites of passage that a lot of people used to go through, and initiation. We can do initiation in very different ways. You know, this was something that Brother Bobby Hemmett broke very early about this initiation and how this has changed with this initiation and the time that we're in. And so the animal kingdom is one of those ways that actually takes you in through that rites of passage or through that initiation. You know, they're also when you're doing your spiritual work, because they can give you a reflection of yourself that perhaps you haven't tapped into that energy. So what we're going to be doing now is we're actually going to be going on another doing another meditation. And this particular meditation, like I said, has a lot to do with animals. And on this particular journey, what we're going to be doing is we're actually going to be going into a journey where you can actually begin to take a look at your totems, at your animal totems, because we all have totems. And for some of you who've actually been able to have a reading by me, particularly when it comes to those things of the Ka Goddess Numeric Akashic Record reading, we talk about your totems. Most people have between 10 and 12 different totems. And these are some of the totems that will come to you. Those of you who have joined me on the Blue Glass Call, and let me tell you a little bit about that. The Blue Glass Call is a call that I do. And I will start to do them again, where we get together, sometimes for 15 minutes, sometimes for all-nighter. And those of you who have joined on the Blue Glass Call, you know it can go many different ways. And we have a lot of surprise guests that join us on the Blue Glass Calls as well, too. This is where we really get into knowing your magic. And to get on the Blue Glass Call, it's either someone who's had a reading by me or a session, or someone waiting to have a session or a reading. So this is who joins us on the Blue Blast Call. We get together, and sometimes they're small and intimate groups, so we get to get real psycho sexy and cool with it and have a lot of fun. And one of the exercises that we did is we went on a guided meditation so that we could actually meet our totem, one of our animal totems. And so when you be able to get into the energy of meeting your animal totem, you'll see some amazing things will happen. Like I said, the shamans deals with a lot of the animal totems, because the animal totems really helped the seekers, those of us who are seekers, really into the kingdom or really get deeper into spiritual knowledge. It's where the wisdom comes out. So this is why the mythology, when it comes to the goddess Mawu, she's connected with the animals, and she's also connected with wisdom. And animals are one of those totems that can help you take a look at yourself in a very unique way, a way that you necessarily may not take a look at yourself. We know that from our Native American culture. We know that from our ancestors coming out of Africa and many different places in the East as well. So that's what we're going to be doing. This process will allow you to really gain entrance into the spiritual world, to get into the void. So that's where we're trying to go. We're trying to go to the void. We're trying to go to the nothingness and be able to get into that space of the nothingness. And so in this meditation, what will happen, it will sort of initiate where you will begin to meet your totem. And you're going to be able to discover their true nature and their purpose. And this is where it's going to help you to cross over into your journey. And you'll be able, you'll know that you've done this right, because you're going to be able to bring back wisdom. You're going to be able to bring back wisdom with you and knowledge and a greater understanding. This is going to be the gift when you work with your animal totems. So a lot of you that know your animal totems, you should be able to tap into that energy. Whenever I deal with my animal totems and I go into this place, I'm able to bring back wisdom and I'm able to bring back knowledge. I'm able to bring back something. This is what the work is for. It's not to be the hottest thing on the block to just say that you can do this. You know, this is not what this is about. This is not about getting cool points on your pocket, in your pocket, or, you know, not getting another notch on your belt, or not getting another inch on your pumps. You know, this is about really getting into the work so we can help to continue to transcend ourselves and to move forward on our journey. And so that's what we're going to be doing here. We're going to be working with animal totems. So you may actually come across your totem tonight. oh, gosh, you guys are crazy. I'm looking in the chat room. So you're going to actually be working with your totem tonight. That's what you're going to be doing. So if you're dealing with a difficult situation, if you have something that is challenging to you at this time, if you want a deeper level of understanding, a great reflection is to be able to go through your animal totems. And so know that we're about to embark on this journey. So I want you guys to get yourself situated. I want you to get yourself situated. Get yourself situated. So we can begin. And working with these animal totems and really leave that open. And some of you are putting some of these in there. The elephant, you know, the koala bear, you know, the turtle, you know, any animal that exists on the planet. You know, any animal that exists. So whether it's an animal that flies in the sky, one that is in the sea, one that's also on land, just really, if you come with a pure heart and you come open to really receive, then you will find an authentic totem to you. And so that totem is just sort of that bridge that helps you get into the spiritual realm. It's just another tool to use. So no different than working with goddess energy or God energy, no different than working with angels, no different than working with spirit guides, no different than contacting the ancestors. You can also begin to cut your totem. So this is another tool for you to begin to work with. Okay, but really just clear your slate. Don't have any preconceived expectations for those of you who know your totems. That's fine, but be open to see what is going to present itself for you today. And I promise you, you'll be able this time to bring back wisdom, and you'll also be able to bring back knowledge, things that you can use, because that's what the work is about. That's what it's about. That's when you really get into the alchemy. You see, that's when you really begin to get into the alchemy and do the work. So we're going to go into the meditation now.
and begin. It's not a long meditation. Just relax, you know, plant your feet firmly on the ground. Make sure you don't have anything that is sort of kind of binding you down, and just get yourself into that place where you can relax and clear your mind. Just clear your mind. Take a few moments. Take a couple of cleansing breaths in and out. And anywhere there's tension in your body or anywhere there's things moving around, just take them out and just be in that place. Be in that place of pure sexual chi. We opened up that sexual center. So keep that sexual center open. Just be in the place of pure sexual chi. That is the place of pure feminine energy. So we can begin to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Here we go. Let us begin the journey. So now, you're standing on this large mass of land. As you're standing there, you can feel the wind blowing at your back. You can feel the sun shining on your face. Look around. Begin to just look around everywhere. The land goes for as far as your eyes can see, until the horizon of the sun, the sky, and the land meet. Know that every animal that exists on the planet exists in this space, whether it's an animal that roams the land, or one that dwells in the sea, or one that flies in the sky. I want you to begin to walk forward. Now, I want you to begin to run. Far in the distance, right up ahead, towards the right, you can see a shadow figure. That's your animal totem. I want you to begin to run towards your animal figure, your animal totem. Run. That's it. Continue to run. You're getting closer and closer and closer. Run. And now you're meeting your animal totem face to face. There you are. Begin to look at your animal totem face to face. What animal is here to greet you on this journey? The one that will help you go to other kingdoms and to other realms. Is it a lion? Is it a tiger? Is it a zebra? Or maybe a bird? Perhaps a dolphin? Embrace the moment. Listen. Listen to the wisdom. Listen to the wisdom that the animal totem is sharing with you now. What is the message? What is the spiritual message here for you that the animal totem is sharing with you? What is your totem saying to you at this moment? What is your message at this particular time in your life that this totem has come to greet you on your journey and on your path? This is your moment to help you with your enlightenment. Embrace this. You can begin to ask your animal totem for their name. See if they will tell you their name. Yes. Excellent. Wonderful. Now, it's time for the two of you to journey back together. Begin to walk back. And this time you're walking straight into the sun, and you can feel the rays as they gleam down on the both of you as you transcend space and time. Now, the journey has begun.
night, take a few moments, just continue to breathe in and out nice and slow and just kind of get yourself into that place of peace and relaxation. Just think about what animal presented themselves to you, what your totem looks like. Take a few moments, stay in that moment, take a look. If you were able to get the message that your totem was bringing to you at this particular time in your life, then definitely write that down. If you were able to begin to get into that space where you were able to get the name, get that as well too. You know, make sure you capture that. You can always go back and you can download this again and you can go back to that place or just take yourself into a meditation and begin to get in touch with that totem. Lots of energy is going on the planet right now. And these are some of the things that we need to begin to get into place for ourselves. So even when there is in the midst of chaos is around us, that we can find this place of peace within, and we can begin to use these different tools, these different template energies, these totems, so that we can tap into our higher wisdom. We can go to other realms and other realities and begin to work with that energy. So just hold that thought for a minute. I know some of you are still in that space. I see you there, and some of you are gently coming out of it. I'm going to open up the phone lines again, and we're going to continue. This time, I want you to share with me what your totem was, what their name was, and what was the spiritual message that they brought. Remember, these animals are coming to you because they are a reflection of you. They're a reflection of those things that are going on in your life at this particular time, and we can learn a lot from these animal totems. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 and share with us what your animal presented itself to you and what was the message that the totem was saying. If you were able to capture the totem's name, that's beautiful. Some of the other things that you can begin to do is really you want to get into studying the mythology of the animal. You also want to begin to study sort of where the animal, you know, where the animal physically comes from on the planet at this particular time. You may also want to get you a small statue of the animal as well, too. You can put it on your altar, get a picture of the animal, and begin to hold on to that. Some of you are saying you did get the animal, but you didn't get the name. It's okay. That's not important. It's not about labeling. That was just another place that I wanted to take you to. But the most important place you want to go is you want to go into being able to connect with that animal totem, because we have them. What I found, and many others who have done this work before myself, is typically we'll have somewhere between 1 and 10. But I want to know the animal totem that presented itself to you tonight here in the remix tonight during this meditation. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We still have 3 gifts to give away and just a short time to do it. So we're going to go to the phone line. Let's see. We're going to go to the caller, and it looks like calling in from area code 88. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 843? Okay. 843 is not saying anything because we can't hear them. So we're going to go on to the next caller. Let's see. Go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 360. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Miss Blue, what's going on? This is Jamar. I'm calling from the Seattle area. What's good?
Okay, greetings. Greetings. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful tonight. Wonderful. Great show so far. It always is.
Thank you. What animal totem showed up for you, Jamar?
Well, it was wild. You know, I was doing the meditation, and I've always felt the closeness with tigers. So in the meditation, I saw the tiger. I'm running towards the tiger. It's, roaring fiercely in my face, but it's not, like, trying to scare me. It's just showing the power, you know? Mm-hmm. And then you said, okay, focus on what the name was. And it was something like Symbati, something like that. And then I was like, well, that's, you know, SYM. It kind of means like it's together with something. And then as as I thought that, a monkey came out of the tiger's back, and it was like it was those two animals combined. So it was the power, determination, the royal, realness of the tiger, and then like the hilarity and not taking things so seriously with the monkey, you know.
So I love that.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I love it.
Oh, that's beautiful. And, you know, the tiger is really connected to that Osiris energy. And really the purpose of the tiger is really to bring about success. That's one of the things as well, too. So the message that you got out of that was beautiful. And like you said, to balance it out with the monkey to say, you know how we say, you know, monkeying around, that's playing. But for you, it was for you to begin to have more fun. Don't take yourself so serious. Very powerful. Very beautiful. Oh, thank you for sharing that with us. Hold the line, okay?
All righty. Thank you for that, Ms. Blue.
Oh, you're welcome. Beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller so you guys can share with us and let us know what totem showed itself for you. We're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 443. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Alexis from Little Rock.
Okay, greetings, greetings. What did you say your name was again?
Alexis.
Alexis, greetings to you. What totem showed itself for you?
I really expected my traditional turtle to show up, and I was shocked because I saw a snake.
Okay, beautiful.
That's what I got with the name Hekau, which I thought I made up in my head. And I did it, and I did.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. What was the message that the snake had for you, Alexis?
Just to strengthen the personal power. And to
strengthen your personal power. Beautiful. And yes, the snake definitely represents that. It ties into psychic power. It ties into all of that sexual power as well, too. So beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. Hold the line, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, very powerful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 212. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Tiffany. How you doing?
Hi. Greetings, Tiffany. How are you? What totem showed up for you?
First, it was the raccoon and the turtle and then the wolf.
Oh, wow. So you had a lot of them. A lot of them. So what was the message that the raccoon brought to you? Let's talk about that first. What message did you get?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. The wolf, I'm not sure if I was creating this or, you know, if this was just spontaneous, but...
No. This is you were doing the right thing. Don't second guess it. Definitely don't do that. Stay with your feelings. So you said the wolf. What happened now?
I ended up in a cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a book that appeared, and then there was like a tall tree above me coming out of the cloud that I was standing on with the wolf. And then a bunch of apples came falling down, and then like I was scooping up the apples. And the wolf seemed pleased. The wolf was doing like the growling, you know, this fierce growling, but kind of like my friend, you know. So that was that.
Beautiful. You know, the wolf, one of the things about the wolf, we can look at the mythology, and once you get into studying about your totems, you're going to see it takes you all kinds of places, from the Dogons even to the Native American culture. You know, it's going to take you many different places, from very ancient up into very current. But one of the things about the wolf, it's the energy is really about freedom. It's about freedom. So I want you to think about that, you know, you being in the tree and being up in the cloud and in the tree and then having things fall, you know, the tree of life, we think about that. That is all about knowledge and wisdom. It's about growth. So start to take a look at those particular areas when it comes to the message. And the turtle is really about healing.
You know, the turtle is about healing, and the color, believe it or not, associated with the turtle, it has a lot to do with the color blue. And also the goddess is Kua Yin. That's the goddess of compassion. You know, so you're in this time where it's needed for you to have compassion with yourself, if particularly those things you want to study, those things you want to tap into, those different areas of wisdom that you want to begin to gain. So all of these animal totems, and you had three of them that come to you, the raccoon, the turtle, and the wolf. Each one of them is bringing their very own special message to you, Tiffany. So, you know, definitely you want to take some time, go back into the meditation, and just begin to tap into more about the spiritual message that they're actually bringing to you as well, too.
Okay. Curiosity. I know you've covered the apple before, but
yes.
I was just curious if you could share something with me about the apple.
Oh, well, you know, the apple, you know the saying, eat an apple a day, keep the doctor away. Not only is it good for your health, it's also a symbol of knowledge. It's a symbol of wisdom. You know, we think about having sort of those aha moments, sort of the apple hitting you on the head. It's that moment of epiphany. It is the point of awakening. So the apple really ties into all of that energy as well, too. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Anne, and I'm calling in from West Palm Beach. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Anne?
I'm doing all right. My animal was a giraffe, and what I got from it, I think, was healing, because instantly when I went into the meditation, I began, crying, streams kept coming down my eyes, and then I just began to massage my breast, and when I was writing my letter, it had a lot to do with touch, so I think, that kind of went hand in hand with what the animal was trying to tell me, so that's what I got out of it.
So let me ask you: you said it was the giraffe, and you said instantly. Did you naturally go to your breasts and start massaging? Is that what you said?
No. After I figured out what my animal was, I just began to massage my breasts just unconsciously. I didn't really think about it; I just did it.
Yeah, definitely tying into that nurturing energy, you know, tying into a lot of that nurturing energy. And the giraffe is a very unique animal in itself. So I'm going to let you get that discovery, because there's a lot there that Spirit is saying that for you to discover. So definitely very wonderful and a lot of transforming energy. The tears is just a releasal, like you said, of all of that long held on emotion. You know, even the giraffe has a long neck. It has a long neck, you know, and you have a lot of health on to emotional things that you have built up within you. And so the giraffe is here to really just help you to unleash that so you can begin to nurture yourself and really do that in a very loving and a caring way. And actually do that through a lot of sexual energy as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. That was beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. All right. Oh, very powerful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Lou. This is Sandra calling in from Atlanta.
Greetings, Sandra. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for calling in. What totem showed up for you?
I'm almost afraid to say, but actually, it was a beautiful, fluffy, white rabbit with upside-down V's over his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And just sitting there in the field, and I got a name. The name was Oxacoca, and the message for me was, it was multiply, but not in the traditional sense. It was not at all. It was It was, there are a lot of things that I have been working on in the past 2 years and just waiting on the time to do them. And I have specific projects that I've been working on, especially since I've been homeschooling my children, I've not been able to work on.
Right.
Now that they're older, I have the opportunity to do that. And this is absolutely my time to dive into those things and allow them to multiply.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the rabbit is really all about fertility, you know. It's about fertility. And so that's beautiful. And the color associated with it, when we start to look at the different chakras and the colors, is the color orange. So it has a lot to do. Of course, you know, the rabbit, there's nobody who can multiply things faster than a rabbit. So that's the sexual energy, too, as well as, you know, the energy of prosperity as well, too. So beautiful, beautiful. And thank you for calling in and sharing that.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. So next, what we're going to do is we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling, where you're calling from.
This y'all's boy. No thanks, calling Ron over to you.
Okay, no thanks. Greetings, no thanks. Okay, so what totem showed up for you, no thanks?
A lion. A lion. When we were communicating, certain words came to mind, like a leader. When I thought about a leader, I thought about mastering, to be the to master self, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
and then
then
I thought about protector, you know what I'm saying, to protect the self and those I love and those I love that's in my circle and to do the right thing. And then I thought about the brave, being brave, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, well, beautiful. Well, don't forget to email me, no thanks, so you can pick up your gifts that you received as well. And thank you for sharing that as well. Yes, that lion has a lot to do with Osiris energy or Asar energy, so it's definitely the leader. So beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. And I already emailed you, I'm on it.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. All right. Beautiful. Thank you. All right, we have a caller that's calling in, actually from a private number. Calling in.
Huh?
Greetings.
Hi, I'm Ms. Blue. Hello?
Greetings. Hello? Yes, who's on the line?
Hi, this is Allison Cuff from Wisconsin.
Okay, greetings to you, Allison. What totem showed up for you?
The totem that showed up for me was owl, the owl. And I really felt a lot of emotion in this meditation. It was beautiful. The owl said to me, love yourself, meditate. Those were the words that I got.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So you said the owl showed up for you, and what was the other animal, did you say?
No, it was just the owl.
Okay, beautiful. Yes, that owl, you know, the owl has a lot to do with wisdom, too. And you will see the owl as well connected to the goddess Aset energy, also Isis, and also the goddess Athena, you know, for the wisdom. But the owl also a lot to do with this purpose, has a lot to do with astro traveling as well, too. So that is really good. And the color connected with that is the color silver, because it's also connected with the moon energy as well, too. So very, very powerful. And, yeah, that's great. That's great. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Ms. Blue?
Yes.
Forgot to tell you, and when you had us out, I told him what their names were. The owl said Ankara. That's the best that I could get before we finished the meditation. So I thought it was...
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So you were able to get the name. And that's great. Mm-hmm. Having the name is great. That sometimes you can get the name the first time going in. Sometimes people have to go back in another time. So it really is no wrong or right way, but really beginning to work with that name and, you know, begin to study the mythology of the owl, you know, look at it, cross
different myths and begin to take it with you into meditation and to begin to, you know, work with the energy in that way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Oh, we have 16 minutes left to go in the form, and we have to give away these gifts. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 904. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
What's up, Miss Blue? This is the iGod. What's population?
Greetings, iGod. Yes, yeah, greetings. Nice. What animal totem showed up for you, iGod?
Listen, can I tell a story? Can I tell a story? I'm going to be fast. I know we only got 16 minutes.
We only have 15 minutes.
Okay,
first,
I'm 5 minutes.
Tell us.
I'm fast. Okay.
No.
Okay, sorry.
Tell us. Is the story about your meditation?
Yes. Okay, when we first, you said we were sitting on a mound, right?
Yes,
I saw a giraffe, like, before anything. I saw a giraffe, and it was chewing off a tree, and I was like, oh, man, I don't want no giraffe, you know? But then... She said, keep going. So as I kept going, I looked and I saw a rhino run past. And I was like, oh, I didn't want a rhino either. But then I looked, when she said, look to the right, and I looked to the right, I saw a gorilla. And I knew, I was like, that's them. That's him right there. And she said, run up to him and meet him. So I ran up to him and meet him face to face, and he started yelling at me, I like the gorilla noise, you know? And then... I asked him his name, and I was like, oh, I don't want to ask this dude his name because he's screaming at me already. But I asked him his name, but then he stopped, and then he started talking to me real articulate, like, you know, one of the Planet of the Apes gorillas or so like that. And he said his name was Sam. that was pretty much it. But I thought it was ill, and I started looking at all of, you know, I went right to Google. I jumped out here to Google, and the animal gorilla lines up with exactly what I thought it would be, which was family and protection. And things went on that line. And then also, like, becoming a bit of a bully. And had a conference today.
Yes. So it's reminding you of that. And also reminding you the two other animals that you passed, you see. So you might
want
to check
too. Yeah, I got them too. I went and got them too, Miss Boo. But I didn't want to get take up all your time on the show. But you know, I appreciate you.
You're
I'm gonna be on the after hours though. You know, are we going late or are we going?
We're gonna try to see what we can get to yet because there's still a lot of people on the phone lines. But yes, just hold the line. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. All right, we're gonna go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 678.
How are you? Hi,
I'm great.
This is Tahita calling in from Atlanta.
Oh, greetings to you. Greetings. What animal totem showed up for you?
A horse.
A horse. Beautiful.
Yes.
Were you able to get the message?
Yes. First, I felt really wild and peaceful. I asked the horse's name, and the name was Rada, R-A-D-A.
Mm-hmm.
And it told me that I could win the race with or without anybody.
Right.
And then I
thought
to myself, the last time I rode a horse, I wasn't really focused enough for the horse to feel my energy. So toward the end of the message, it told me that I was ready to lead myself, that I was one with mind and body. Because a horse, if it senses that you're unsteady, it won't lead you anywhere. You know what I'm saying? So I felt that I'm coming into that juicy oneness from within, that I was ready to kind of guide myself.
That is so beautiful and so powerful, and I'll tell you, because the horse is definitely all about personal power. And you're right, when you're riding a horse, yes, it's about personal power. So this is how real, and you're an excellent example of how to work with totems, because when you really tap into that energy and you go in with no expectations and really have a pure heart and just receive, you're going to get the message. It's going to be clear for you. And a horse is about personal power.
And so that message was clear. It came from spirit. You got the message, and you were able to tie, you know, some of those things that's happening to you right now, because these animal totems are presenting themselves because of different things that we're dealing with in our life, good, bad, and ugly, you know, really to kind of help you. And so that's powerful. I say, here's what I say, because we only have 10 minutes left. That
thank
you're
you.
Definitely going to go ahead and get one of the gifts. I'm going to give you the fertility statue.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, the fertility statue. Yes, so just email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, and definitely you will have the fertility statue. What was your name again? I want to make sure Sister Manya gets it.
Tahita.
Okay. Yep. We got you. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing that powerful testimony. Let me know how it's going with your totem and how that works for you as you continue.
Cool. Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and blessings. Oh, wow. How cool was that? All of these stories are so great. We're going to continue. We have about 10 minutes left to go in the form. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 562. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, 562 is here.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Calling in from area code 424.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Yeah, hi. My name is Jessica, calling from Los Angeles.
Okay, greetings, Jessica. What totem showed up for you?
At first, I saw it was a wolf, and then it, as you said, started running with the wolf. I started running with the wolf, but it converted into an eagle.
Oh, wow,
and the
beautiful.
Wolf, the eagle both had black and white, but the eagle had touches of brown, but it kept shape-shifting into an owl also, and it was flying. But I was having a hard time, but I always have a hard time meditating because for some reason my left eye always kind of wants to open up. It gets shaky. It's that's what I saw.
Okay, beautiful. Here's a couple of things that I want to share with you, because that actually, you know, you did the meditation, so you were able to see them. Were you able to see the message of what they told you? Do you have any clue of what they were saying?
Well, I felt more like they were expressing some sort of freedom, like I closed myself too much, and I just need to let a lot of things go. And just be, because I'm always self-doubting. So I don't that's a message more of let go, be free, and do what you... I have plans in my head and things that I want to do, but I never get to it. I'm always talking for some reason.
Well, beautiful. I'll tell you, this comes full circle for you. And the first one is definitely the freedom. The wolf is all about freedom. It's about getting into that place of freedom. And so you said the wolf actually transcended itself into an eagle. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the wolf transcended itself. Now, here are some things that you can study when it goes to the mythology. So for the wolf, you can actually study the goddess Artemis, because she's actually connected with the wolf as well, too. And then when we go to the eagle, of course, we have Heru, who's connected with the eagle, and we also have the goddess Aset, who's connected, or Isis, with the eagle. Now, the eagle really represents connecting with your higher self. So that's what you were doing. You said you had a little bit of problem sort of kind of getting into meditation. This ego is really transcending itself, connecting you to your higher self. So that's perfect. And then the other animal that you said that came after that was the owl. And the owl is also about wisdom, it is about getting to that place, and we know before we get to wisdom, there's some work we have to do. So this was a perfect progression for you to go from the wolf to the eagle and then to the owl, because the owl also takes you into the astral realm, into other realities as well, too. So continue to do the work and continue to work with that as well. Beautiful. So 6 minutes left to go in the form. We're going to take a couple more calls, and then after we take a couple more calls, we're going to give away the rest of the gifts, and then we're going to get ready to close out. But let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 868. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good night. This is Ian Sul from Trinidad.
Greetings to you from Trinidad. Greetings.
Hello. My
tell us, yeah, what totem showed up for you?
Mm-hmm. My totem was a dove.
Was a dove. Beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
But it was only a fleeting contact during the meditation. I was visualizing the sun, and I just saw as if the shape of a dove came down from the center of the sun towards me.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know?
Right.
And that was it. It was like a light in the shape of a dove.
A light in shape of the dove. Well, that's beautiful because, you know, in ancient times, the dove really is about trust, and it's also about innocence, and it's about love. It really just carries that energy of the dove. The dove really sort of kind of transcends, it goes into every different culture, every different myth, all of these different things. You begin to see the dove. The dove is connected with the goddess of wisdom. It's with peace. You know, it represents that. You know, whenever, if you get an opportunity to travel to Egypt or to Kemet, one of the
mm-hmm.
things that you'll know, that you'll often hear the sounds of the doves outside the window. They hang outside of the temples. You know, the doves are there, and they're still carrying on that message because they represent that love. And the color that's associated with them is pink, which is also connected with the heart chakra as well. That's beautiful. Here's what I want you to do. We're going to go ahead and give you the altar cloth.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, so for sharing that. So I definitely want you to email me at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, so you can pick up this amazing altar cloth. It is very powerful and something you can put on your altar just to remind you of the beautiful energy of everything that the remix is about, your work you're doing,
yeah,
and everything going
yeah.
on, and all the brothers and sisters that have put their energy into help making the altar cloth come true.
Mm. Thank you. Much love.
Okay.
Much love.
Much love to you. Peace and love to you.
Yeah.
All right.
Love you.
All Bye-bye. Right. Bye. All right. Well, we're going to continue as we continue here live in the remix, having so much fun, you guys. This has been an amazing share here tonight, giving away so many things. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 402. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Miss Blue. It's I.
Oh, greetings, Brother I. How are you?
I'm
what
good.
What totem showed up for you? Good to hear your voice. What showed up for you?
I usually start out my totem meditations going in as a hawk, and then I shift it into a ram.
Okay, and in this meditation, I want you to have a preconceived thought. What came up, or just instantly say, I'm going to go in with this and come out with that?
Well, I'm sorry, you're breaking up at the beginning. What'd you say to me?
Okay. Yeah, I said in this meditation, I kind of wanted you to clear your slate so you could see what else was presenting itself to you. Is that what showed up, or did you go in, this is what I always get, and this is who I'm going to meet?
No, the ram came up.
Okay. The ram came up. Okay, great. And what was the message that the ram had for you?
I just got out of it. A leader and strength,
mm-hmm.
Intellect, I didn't get a name because my timer was going off and I had to get a pie out of the oven.
Okay.
So
I
got to go back
yeah,
in. I'm going to go back in later and get a name.
Okay. And like I said, the name is important. It's something you can do at a later time. But really, it's about the message and really why this energy is presenting itself, because it's a reflection. You know, this is really how, you know, a lot of things reflect themselves to us to remind us where we need to be, what things are going on with us, and what we need to be focusing on. And so this is what these energies are coming up for. So beautiful, beautiful. And thank you so much for coming.
No problem. I'll talk to you later.
All right, beautiful. Also, I want to let you guys know we have 56 minutes left to go in the forum. Still more gifts to go away. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. Don't forget to go over to Baba Blankets. Call them, because I think at the end of the month, this is when they'll wrap up what they have for now. See if you can get some of those great gifts that they have there. The sisters there will talk you through everything that you need. Let them know you heard about it on the remix as well, too. I also want you guys to leave a message on Facebook. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, love it. Leave a message. Tell me about it. If you didn't get to share your totems, if you didn't get to share your message, share that over there as well. Know to download. Must download the show. Do that. Must like the show as well, too. Love to hear your feedback. Know that the oracle cards are coming. Know that the readings are going great. And also know that we still have one more thing to give away. And also know that my meditation CD will be coming out, and some of the samples of some of these great things you heard here tonight is what will be on there on the share as well. So we're going to go to the next caller. We're going to keep this thing going here. We're live in the remix. We're in the after hours, and we're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 818. You're live in the remix.
Okay, because your brain is fatigued.
They must be talking. So we're going to go to the next call. 818?
That's you.
818.
Say hello.
818.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Yes, my name is Liliana.
Greetings, Liliana. How are you? Greetings. Can you hear me, Liliana?
Hello?
Yes. Yes, you're live in the remix, Liliana.
Well, I'm so happy to be here.
Happy to have you.
It's the first time I called, and I've been listening to your program not for long, but I'm really excited about it. And it was quite scary to go into this meditation because at the beginning I completely envisioned everything walking into a place. Of course, I was a little different looking than I am in the dream, and I did feel like a goddess. At the same time, I was very fearful to look at the animals that were coming towards me. I was almost frightened, like completely frightened. But I just kept walking very firmly. And when you said look to the right, I just heard a hummingbird by me.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, and I felt a sense of relief by seeing him. And the only thing he said is, I'm flying with you.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
I'm flying with you. That's it.
Very powerful, very beautiful. You know, the hummingbird is one of those very, very rare forms, and they really don't show themselves to anybody, you know. That really is just being in that place of pure honesty, pure love, and pure bliss. So that definitely is letting you know you have nothing to fear, because the hummingbird is there for you. It has a lot of different other mythologies that you'll begin to discover that's also connected with the hummingbird as well, too. So you'll be able to tap into that energy. Here's what I want to do. You're also going to receive a free reading from me, which is a sacred session. And so that's going to be your gift.
It's so exciting. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So all you have to do is email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. and put in the tagline, you know, that your name and that you listen to the show and that you were the sister with the hummingbird. And Sister Manya will get you all set up and booked for your sacred session. And so you'll be able to get a reading to talk about things that are going on in your life. I'll give you different angels, different goddesses that are working with you, tell you how to work with colors so you can remove all of these fears and blocks. You know, we can also get into working with crystals and candles and all of these beautiful things to continue to help support you on your path and your journey.
Wonderful. I'm so blessed today. Thank you so much. There's so much more I could tell you because I'm just so afraid right now because I really can't tell you, but I'm just going to wait for this moment to meet you and ask you all these questions.
All right. Well, beautiful. I so look forward to connecting with you, and it was a pleasure too. So this was a great moment for myself as well too. So I'm glad that that this is in divine timing for you. So peace and love to you, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.
It is peace and love to you too.
All right. Bye bye. All right, you guys, that's going to do it for us. This was a great share tonight. I really enjoyed sharing all of these things with you guys. So everyone who received the gift, whether it was the gift of being able to open up the sexual chi within your body and tap into that energy center of prosperity, or being able to connect with your animal totem, or receiving one of the gifts from Baba Blankets, or one of the sacred sessions that are so powerful and sacred. To date, I've done about 8,000 readings for brothers and sisters all over the world. And so it does me well to be able to give back so much that you guys have given to me. So this was fun. We'll do more shows like this. Don't forget to like the show. Don't forget to download. I want to hear you guys' feedback, know what's going on. We have a lot of readings coming up this week, so I look forward to connecting with those of you who have your session schedule. All of you who have purchased the Know Your Magic workbook, we're going to be doing some blue blast calls just for the Know Your Magic audio workbook and breaking those down into pieces as well. As well as definitely start listening out for the Know Your Magic and the Blue Crystal, because that will start back up as well too. Mm-hmm. So I want to send love and light to each and every single one of you. Please leave a comment over there on the Remix Family page. I thank you guys so much. This show is very close to my heart. I want to give a big shout out to Sister Manya as well. I want to thank her for all of her hard work and dedication as well. And each one of you Remix Family members too. You guys helped me so much as well too. Thank you for that. Thank you to everybody who supports all of the pages over there on Facebook. You guys keep the conversation going. Big shout out to Esther for helping out over there and keeping that going, and everyone else who's over there too. Sandra, all of you guys, Obsidian, you know, all of you, Ayaz, Kim, and everybody who's over there sharing their thoughts and sharing their information. That's very powerful. Also, much love, warm spirit. Always got to send the love that way. And to all of you who've been with me on my path and journey, I've been getting emails from people who've been listening 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, some who've started with me when I started. And you're going on to do so many great things. The business class is coming. Everything in divine timing. It's so much that we're going to do this year and begin to dive in. Just remember those that are out there, all of the brothers and sisters in the community. When you get ready to give back, make sure that you're also thinking about that too. I know a lot of you have your projects you're working on. I look forward to hearing from that as well too and getting into that. I want to send a special thanks out to Brother Bilal as well too for his wisdom and knowledge. I've met so many wonderful people while doing these sessions, and all of you come with your own set of genius, your own set of genius, your own mixtures of genius, and I'm very thankful for that. So peace and love to you guys. Download. We're going to go ahead and cut the show. I know it's late. Some of us have to get up and we have to go to the play job and then come back and do some real work, which is the Know Your Magic work. So Know Your Magic now. So peace, love, and light to all of you. When you get your gifts, I want all of you to take pictures, put them up on Facebook, let us know how much you love them, and so you can show everybody and just really just share the love. It's the time of prosperity. It's also the time for healing. It's the time to raise that sexual energy so we can begin to have that, to tap into the energy for healing, light, just begin to work it. So I'm excited about that, and I know you guys are too. Just some music ready to get here tonight. This was a song I actually was going to play during halftime, but I didn't. So hopefully during this week, every single one of you will get into the energy, particularly on Monday night, because I'm going to do a call on either the Blue Blast or the Know Your Magic line for inspiration and transformation. We'll be doing some rituals, working with that. But this is the time to really get into having that energy within the second energy seat to make your heart beat. And so to take us out of here tonight, we're going to listen to a little bit of Heartbeat. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit.
Oh,
All right. Peace and blessings, everyone. And much respect to everyone. Peace and love. Till next time. Peace.